If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Tedious 813. It's not actually Halloween, but I mean, there's Alex's face.
Yeah, it's not really Halloween.
Day in America. This is how we look now.
He says it's
I'm an American.
He says it's Halloween until 6 p.m., but I mean,
it's Halloween.
Samhain.
What the fuck is that?
That became the Misfits.
What the fuck is that?
In like sometime in the early 80s.
That's some Celtic thing?
Well, it's Glenn Danzig's first band.
Yeah, it is. It's some Celtic thing.
It was Samhain, and then it was Misfits, and then it was just Danzig. Right. Samhain has been over for like 40 years. So, I don't even know a song by them.
It just sounds like a Celtic
word. I just know they're even shittier than the Misfits, I think. We talk about like overrated things.
We're not here to think of a single song that they've done.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably because
I know that it was a band. I know it existed.
I know if you listen to it, it probably sounds like ass, so you can't hear what they're doing even if you wanted to.
But is that like the
like punk rock?
Am I right about the Celtic thing?
Punk rock is the worst music on earth that everyone pretends is some kind of rebellion. Punk rock had nothing but institutional and cultural support from the beginning.
It's Jewish.
And
it's
it
Jewish.
Still does. And it is still celebrated as something that goes against the grain of society, and it's still awful, and there's nothing awful. You want to laugh at like somebody that like still listens to Motley Crue. There's nothing sadder than like a young person that's like, I'm into punk rock. Oh, really?
They're wearing a Fugazi shirt?
Or just like a shirt you made yourself and put safety pins through and like a mohawk and you like live in a gutter somewhere.
No one does it anymore. They buy those. You go to Spencer's.
No, people still do that shit and they think they're like superior to the ones that like live in a nice house somewhere in the suburbs and just go to Hot Topic or to off the mall in Riverside, California.
Hot Topic. Oof.
Wow. You know, Hot Topic doesn't work anymore. I'm dating myself. But you know, I mean, I would date myself because I'm very attractive and charming.
Right.
Anybody would date sometimes, except for my wife.
I wouldn't date myself. I'm a cheap bastard.
Yeah.
But you know, I
wouldn't date myself because I'm not picking up the tab. You know,
I went to a mall.
Yeah.
I went to a mall the other day. I did.
I mean, I don't want to lose sight of punk rock, though.
Well, no, this ties.
All right,
ties
okay.
In, ties how many, in, how many of my clown brothers did you see in the mall?
Very few. There was nobody there. In fact, the place was fucking empty.
Yes.
But I was actually looking for that I Adam Science shirt for the Halloween costume I was planning. Now, we were there for something else, but we dipped into that T-shirt store, Spencer.
Ah, yes.
Spencer's Gifts. Oh, man.
Spencer's, it's not Richard
warehouse.
Spencer's Gifts.
It's where you get really vulgar T-shirts.
Yes, and they were like too lowbrow to have like the I Love Science shirt.
Wow.
I was like, oh, because I saw the kinds of shirts they had. And Jamie knew about Spencer's
because
she used to, you know, shop there exclusively.
That's where I got that Alice Cooper shirt that I'm wearing.
I'm joking.
The Prussian Blue video.
Yeah.
That's where I got that on the, like, Alice Cooper was like, that was too, like, old school. So that was in the clearance rack. That shirt was like $5. I'd never been happier in my life than a $5 Alice Cooper shirt.
So I saw this, the place. I'd never heard of this place before. But she was like, oh, yeah, they sell, like.
What kind of signaling is this?
Well,
if you walk far enough in, there's like cheesy like sex toys and games.
Yeah,
drinking games.
We didn't
and weird shit
get
there.
All the way to the back.
There's like fuzzy handcuffs. They're like it's weird.
Yeah, no, it gets.
It's a weird
very,
little show.
Very fucking
store.
Cringe.
I think now it's probably all gay. I just remember when I was a teen, it was like.
It's global homo. The store.
Yeah,
that store is too weird and degenerate even for me.
Yeah,
and I'm a Satan clown.
Yeah,
it's like Rick and Morty in the front, like brothel in the back.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what Spencer Gift is.
Yeah. So,
mullet is this?
I saw the kinds of shirts, and I was like, "Well, do you think they would have a I fucking love science or some kind of I love science shirt or science? It's like Matt, like when he's Bugman science type shirts. That is too highbrow for that store. Like, I went in, they didn't have it. They had stuff that said, like, dude, they had a shirt that said, like, I wish a Karen would, and they were, like, all sold out.
What?
The shirt just said, I wish a Karen would. And, like, so they just had anti-white shit in there,
yeah,
of course.
Well, I'm openly. Familiar with that.
They had all these Black Lives Matter shirts. Like, they had one that was like, we rise together, and it was like all a bunch of fists and shit.
What,
and
like
was
just the crime like, rate? Well, violent like, no, crime yeah. rate? We all rise together?
Like, we rise, you know, in your colon together, like, you know.
Ew.
Sorry about that. But yeah, no, it was a terrible
yeah,
place.
Just like speaking of like totally manufactured false like outrage movements that have nothing
that
but
no
institutional support. Total institutional support. Total cultural support. Yeah. Everyone who is a decision maker along the chain of command for what's culturally relevant is like behind, is totally all with Black Lives. That's how you know.
I'm
that's
gonna,
how you know you're like on the cutting edge.
I mean, I'm going to assume Spencer's Gifts is run by Jews. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and assume.
It's a retail outlet. Of course
it's a store that sells particular. There could be some store somewhere that does it that's not run by Jews, but that one.
Find out.
The parent corporation. Yeah. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I'm sure. That, least. I'm like, it definitely will.
Like degenerate mercantile fucking industries. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Steven Silverstein.
There you go.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Not, yeah.
I'm color me shocked. What color is shocked?
It's not even
I
like
wasted 5 seconds.
I feel like I didn't even need to
the
know
color
that.
Of the color of shock is silver. Steen.
Like, I didn't even really need to do. It didn't take much thought. Yeah.
But, let me see.
Know,
who's the founder here? Max Spencer Adler.
Okay. Adler.
Adler. Is this guy an Anglo slash Jew?
Maybe he actually just wanted
or
to have a gift.
Maybe,
maybe
actually,
he just like actually had a gift shop.
Maybe it was just like a normal shop.
And then,
Silverstein
came in.
He
was like,
yeah.
No, but I can really.
Well, he's a CEO,
you
know, but I'm sure that he's on the board and all that shit, too. But like, I walked in there and I was so disgusted. And there was like a fat, like depressed girl working it and like some other girl in the back or something. I was like, this is like, there was no one in there because I can't. No one was in the mall at all. Let's say I went. And I was just like, this is the most Jewish fucking store I've ever seen. I'm not even going to censor myself. Like, fuck this. It's like that time when Jogger Lover was just like, this place is filled with kikes. Like, I felt like that.
Say it
like,
out loud.
Yeah, just whatever. Like, this place is fucking
boy.
Jewish.
When I went to the mall during like last year, the two stores that were there was three stores that were really terrible with like masks and vax and stuff. Spencer was one of them.
Yeah,
it was like the actual Spencer would be proud. They had like the glass doors were closed and there was like a sign in front and it was like only, and there was like handwritten amount of people in the store any one time, and like they had like a door check right there with hand sanitizer and you had to have your mask and like,
well, they didn't,
if there was more than 10 people in, like you had to wait.
They were absolutely not having a problem with
Hot Topic. Hot Topic was doing that, and they also had this thing like, the store is closed right now because we're cleaning. I was like, oh yeah, sure, like you're not out back like smoking weed. You're definitely in there scrubbing down the racks and stuff. And then the other one was Home Goods, much to my wife's chagrin. She wanted to go in there and look at like kitschy small furniture items and decorative ideas. And it's like, they were like, they had a girl out front with a clicker.
Oh,
only so many people.
Wasn't there like some rule, or were they just doing that voluntarily?
They were. It was a thing. It was like a suggested thing by the state.
Yeah.
Or actually, it might have been federal. I don't remember. But it was like you didn't have to abide by it, but they were abiding by it, big time. What do you got there, Alex?
Yeah.
So apparently, Max Spencer Adler was an Army Corps bombardier, and he was shot down over Europe, imprisoned by the Nazis during World War II.
That's why he decided to have a shirt store.
He didn't change sides. Shot
well,
down and realized, I'm fighting for the wrong army.
If he were to go and look at his store, what it became, he might be like, well, yeah, no, maybe I'll switch sides now.
I mean, he's OG Antifa, right? Fighting Nazis.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
OG Antifa, who, like, didn't want to fight with blacks. And
yeah. Would have been appalled by the idea
of desegregation.
Like,
literally.
Trust the science, but your science doesn't say that, like, You're a man if you're born with a penis.
Oh, dude, almost any of those white troops that fought in World War II would have been absolutely horrified by the idea that, like, you thought that blacks were their equals.
Would they be horrified by the idea that I started the trash punk rock and got distracted?
Yeah. Well, I kind of distracted talking about Spencer's, because I was horrified, but I had not, like, I need to maybe go places more, because I had not, one, the most, here's the thing. Now, I don't know if it was because it was an afternoon on a weekday.
Probably.
Or if it would, but I've been to malls on afternoons and weekdays before.
Everything's just dead in general.
It is fucking so dead. Like that, you know, it's like you did all that shit, all that like counting and all, and now no one just goes to, you just don't go to the store anymore.
I'm dying to know which mall you were at, but.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. You have to tell me.
It's near here.
It's okay. I know. There's a couple. There's a handful.
It's near where you live.
Okay. It's close to where we live.
There's a handful that
it
could.
It's a store. It's a town with all those outlet stores in it. With all those
it's
big.
Within driving distance. You can get to it in a car.
You probably can tell. Whatever. You'll know as soon as I tell you. But, yeah.
Well, this
I got one more distraction. I went trick or treating last night for the first time ever with Shane. It was a magical night. I went out as in my clown costume.
I
scared the shit out of people.
You never showered.
And I had a friend. I had a friend of ours with us, and he was dressed as a Hasidic Jew.
Maybe they were scared of him.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're probably scared of him.
They might have been scared of
him. Well, I was like, wait a minute. So a Satan clown and a Hasidic Jew are walking around the ruins of small town Christian America. Yeah,
seems
this,
right.
This
to
is
me.
Just this is the entire country in a nutshell, it right?
Seems
here.
Legit. Yeah, you saying America. Somebody.
What, like
you, how do you know they weren't looking at Meraki when their head turned?
I was going to say, like,
turned.
So
they might be like, "Who is that? How's that guy doing?"
So here? Two representatives, the actual origin of the Christian church, walking around the remnants of the Christian.
Oh, I'm just kidding! I'm just kidding! I'm just kidding!
Someone called.
Best line yet.
Someone called me like a subversive, a religious DNC agent. I think they were joking. I was like, "I don't do that. I don't mean that.
It's all just jokes.
Just jokes."
I have, nothing.
I have some of my best friends are stupid Christians. I mean, see now, like the temptation to like keep pushing the button.
Well, you know what's funny?
I can't stop pushing the button.
I actually have. I can come up with.
Let me steamroll you for a second. We went to a house last night when we were trick or treating, and it was all decorated, but not quite for Halloween. They were handing out Christian stuff. Like you got candy, you got like Christian pamphlets.
Did
with
you
it.
Take it?
Well, of course. But it, of course, I went up there as the Satan clown followed by the Jew. But how weird is that? It's like you're trying to proselytize to what? You think those are like little pagan kids running around on Halloween? Like, what are you doing here?
Yes. Well, it's like I don't, and nobody's looking for that in that context. So it just doesn't. That's always
it comes
kind
off
of
as like is being a stick in the mud.
Yeah,
like, it comes off as just being like a real party pooper, like just being a rat at a garden party, just like. Wanting to fuck up everyone else's fun time, like Halloween's fun, like fuck you, like
it's as bad as like the roll of pennies, like when you go trick or treat and someone gives you like a, you ever gotten that?
But how much are those pennies worth today?
Oh
no, that's messed up. That means you got to haul around those pennies all night.
Yeah,
well, those have actual copper in there. You melt it down and
your zinc. You take your zinc in the form of debased currency.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've trick or treated too. It was an experience.
It would be one thing if you just give me a dollar bill, but a roll of pennies?
Not even a roll. Just like pennies, like wrapped in like whatever, like in a little sandwich.
Oh
bag.
Yeah. Have oh, seen, forget like, about stuff that. That's like a very old people thing. Yeah.
Trick or treat the day before, and then did the actual trick or treating. Mm. So got that double dip action, and now Shane is like, "Give me my candy," and it's like you got like 17 tons of candy.
Yeah, what you can't have that. You actually can't have that. You're not eating that. Sorry, kid.
Well, imagine if you did, if you were to give like an actual dollar roll of pennies, it would be so fucking heavy.
Well, like bring brass knuckles
the,
now,
bringing it back from the bank. But not only that, but it's like not just that it's heavy for once, but like you'd have a bunch of them to give
it's
out in your
troll.
House. Like how you'd have to get that from the bank and just be like, give me like. What, 100 or so? I don't know.
I like the idea of, hey, I'm going to start doing that if I ever get trick or treaters, just hand out like. Rolls
weapons?
Of quarters.
Oh, okay.
It's like, all right, kid, now you got to haul around 5 pounds
that's,
of that shit.
That's $10 a kid. What are you talking? You can't do that. Roll a quarter.
Give him a rock.
Jesus. I got a rock.
Just give him rocks. Like, here, I'm giving you a rock.
You know what's fucked up?
And you're
going
to thank me later.
All right, I'm ready to go Borzoi.
You have to work for this now.
I'm ready to go Borzoi now. I'm ready to go Borzoi, everybody. So I have to admit, like okay, so I didn't get to be like a kid anymore. So then in that respect, like Halloween's not that fun. And now, like, my kids are getting pretty old. They're just spoiled old, you know. So it's like, it's not really that fun to take them trick-or-treating either.
Did they go
like,
out?
Yeah, we went out. But it's like, I could have served the same purpose just by, like, today.
You didn't dress like Wolverine
going to Walmart and just, like, buying the leftover candy. Because they just actually just want the candy. So, and I find myself, like, trying to, like, find things to, like, watch that are Halloween. It's like, I actually just want hyper-reality Halloween. Like, actual Halloween, like, isn't, like, that doesn't hit right. So I'm watching, like, old episodes of Treehouse of Horror and The Simpsons. I'm trying to feel like I'm just looking at horror movies. Like, I don't know. And this is a horror movie, but nobody's running around in costumes like getting candy, so it's not going to hit right. Like, I need an actual. I want a Halloween horror movie. It's not Halloween because I've seen that too many times. It's boring. Like Halloween 3 is probably the best one when they're like pumpkins filled with bugs or some shit, and then kids are trick or treating. Very strange. I feel very bad about myself. Like, I have this like Jewish mind disease. It's like, I don't want to actually have like Halloween. I want to watch somebody else having Halloween on like a 50-inch flat screen.
Because Halloween has been bastardized. You got to be like me. You got to be a traditionalist.
What are you trying to put the Christ back in Halloween? You're saying like they've
we have to go back further. Oh. Do you know how to do it at Halloween?
To like what? Like Yahweh or whatever?
Do you know what I do?
Oh, no, that's
Yahweh.
on the Yahweh. Yeah, on the 31st of October, I set up a little altar to my mom. And I set up one for another guy I know who died this year.
Oh,
and I offer them their favorite food and drinks. And then I have a conversation with each of them.
Now I'm bummed.
And I do that every Halloween. That is traditional. That's some traditional shit.
That's
right,
high-level tradition. Yeah, that's old school.
Highly traditional.
Old school.
I'm an Orthodox Satan clown.
You should get like a bust of your ancestors.
Is that some Dia de los Muertos shit? Like you talking in Spanish to your relatives?
Well, you know what's crazy?
There's a lot of cultures that just instinctively do this at this time of the year.
Yes.
Because the season is changing, things are dying.
Because it feels like the transition into death. Winter,
this is when you're supposed to remember your ancestors.
Yes.
I tried to watch Return of the Living Dead last night. That was like my final. And like I could only find a stream that was a 3D rip that would work.
I mean, it's not an accident.
It's so annoying.
That
shit is so based, that scene with the guy with the... So we'll turn it up even hotter!
We'll burn the ashes!
So good.
I mean, let's not forget, like...
We played that last year, I think.
Talking about like the traditional seasonal origins of like holidays, it's not an accident that Easter is in the spring. Like, it didn't actually happen in the spring, supposedly. Right.
You're like blowing my mind right now.
But I mean, I'm not doing the. We used to make fun of the, actually, it's pagan
Christmas.
Because the thing is, like, there is something to make fun of there because it's like no one ever denied that. Like the atheists, like actually, it's a pagan thing. Like, yeah, no one ever denied that. There might be some really, really, like, hidebound Protestant Christians, like the type that hand out pamphlets on Halloween about how it's satanic, that would like object to that. But that's it. Like, the vast majority of Christians or agnostics or, like, loose Christians or like, barely Christians or just whatever is, like, everybody acknowledges this. Everybody gets it. Winter solstice, spring festivities. Problem is, church doesn't have a good one for the fall. So it has to just be Halloween.
We had a pool party visit, and we went on a really awesome hike, and it was literally the peak of the fall leaf season.
Like, that's
great. Absolute peak of the leaf season. And it fell, like, right on Halloween. It was perfect.
I actually went on a hike this week.
Yeah, you got to take photos. This is the time.
I should have. We actually found a really cool – we were going to go into the woods, but it was, like, literally filled with wet and swamp. Like, and
there was water outside.
It was like so much water outside. It was like literally the path we were trying to go on. At first, she's like, "No, it's fine." And we kept going. I was like, "I don't think it's fine." And then we finally hit a thing of water like as big as his base. And I was like, "It's not fine. We can't go on this trail. Like, I'm going back."
Not fine.
So we did walk around on the roads because the roads around there are not crowded and they are very, very scenic. So we went up and we saw this really cool rock formation at the top of this hill. Climbed up it. I was
bitching.
Didn't really have a good view from the top of it, though.
I watched Return of the Living Dead, too. I also watched Return of the Living Dead, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't hit right this year. And then I watched Fright Night, and that was good. And then last night, me and Meraki watched Mandy. And I've never seen that. It was awesome.
The ones that hit right for me were Beetlejuice, and as far as I got into the 3D without 3D glasses version of Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, I missed Beetlejuice this year. We didn't watch it.
He really is the master. Tim Burton is Halloween.
Tim Burton.
We watched this. We watched the stupid Nightmare Before Christmas too. It's just like this guy's got it. He's on it. Halloween stuff. Anyway,
so
my punk rock rant is over.
What was I going to say?
Just remember that a bunch of Jews put together the Sex Pistols in the studio. They weren't. There was nothing real about that.
Do they do Halloween in Israel?
No, they hate Halloween.
Do they listen to Sex Pistols in Israel?
Yes.
Fucking Jews. It's like a cross against a vampire or something. They don't like Halloween.
Probably because all the actual ancient European monsters are just like Jewish dog whistles.
Frankensteinberg.
Someone had this great tweet where they were talking about the concept of the Uncanny Valley. And they're like, you know, this suggests that at some point in our evolutionary history, there was something that looked human but not quite, and we were supposed to be scared of it. And I'm like, oh, you mean Jews?
Yeah, although not to do like the hyper-rationalism, but that doesn't necessarily follow.
No, it doesn't, but I still like the meme. I like the meme.
Yeah.
We're scared of the Uncanny Valley because there's something that's semi-human that we're supposed to be afraid of. And it has a dreidel.
Yeah. Well, I think the vampire is clearly a Jew, the vampire myth. Even though Dracula's amulet isn't really a Star of David, I've had to finally confess that after all these years. Fine. It's close enough, though. It's still a hexagram. And so I would say it's close enough for me and close enough for government work.
I think it's more of the conceptual thing where they make.
Oh, yeah.
You see this in a lot of this older stuff, like a lot of this older mythology. It's like you make a deal with the devil, essentially, to get immortality, but it turns you into a twisted freak that has to be apart from humanity.
Well, I think it just works. The whole thing works. The whole vampire
myth. Oh, is the show starting now?
The whole vampire myth works as a Jewish, what do you call it, metaphor for a Jew. Like, they suck your blood. They're rich and separate from the peasants.
You have to invite them in.
They feed off of them. You have to invite them across the threshold for them to have power over you. And then those vampires, particularly in some of the Dracula ones, like...
Sunlight sets them on fire.
Yeah, there you go. So actually, that's like a metaphor for like the light of day. Like, Jews don't like being called Jews. They don't like to be called out on what they're doing. They don't want to be seen to be what they're doing. So like, it's sort of like
shapeshifters.
Yeah, that's like the...
That was it. I watched Bram Stoker's Dracula. That's the other one. That's classic.
Yeah. Well, the sunlight killing them is perfect because it's like, what do you do to hurt Jews? You shine the light of day on what they're doing, right? Perfect. Works perfectly. Like, you just... And make people, like, take it seriously, right? We're not just, it's like, you know... It's like, it's not really the thing. I don't really care. Everyone has to take seriously that what they're doing is what they're doing. It's just a matter of, like... Is it okay or not? Once you're there, like once you're at that place in the conversation, you've kind of already won it because Jews never want you to get there. They want it to be like unquestioned, just like our old friend wants it to be unquestioned that they are just allowed to do these things and allowed to have this power. That's never supposed to even be analyzed or asked about. And in fact, because of that, it's never even supposed to be talked about. And when you do that, you're committing some kind of a faux pas. And there's people that know, and even other Gentiles will start like enforcing it on you. Because
isn't it sort of beneath us to like shine the light of day onto Dracula? Is it really like
no?
Isn't that kind of just like
well the worst
improper
argument?
So, I mean, you don't want to get it's kind of a bad look.
The worst argument.
Do you really
I think,
care that there's blood sucking vampires just running around.
I mean, if you're worried about blood sucking vampires, you're just not protecting your blood well enough. And you're just admitting defeat.
It implies that you're the victim.
Yeah,
and you don't want to do that. So the problem is that if there's a monstrous vampire running around your community, sucking the blood,
just let it happen.
Of your neighbors, you friends, and family, and you talk about it, that means that you are taking the role of victim narratively, and you don't want to do that.
And you're worse than the vampire when you do that. Like, they're just doing what they do.
Well, yeah, that's just what they do. And since you don't
just
have...
You as a coward, right?
Well, the problem
worried
is
about
you, don't have enough, you don't have enough wooden stakes. You don't have the prep that you need.
What about beef steaks?
You know, you can't really criticize the vampires for what they're doing, so you don't... Because obviously, if you had the proper vampire defense, they wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't complain because they're just taking the power that they deserve to have.
You left a vacuum.
Because you left this vacuum.
And they're cleaning the living
and
room.
And so now you can't start collecting wooden stakes now.
No.
That would That's kind of like
it's cringe. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you had your chance. You had your chance.
You had the shot. You had your shot, and
I mean,
your ancestors.
Well, you never had your shot, actually.
But your ancestors never collected enough wooden stakes.
Well, they didn't have a shot. They didn't actually know what the deal was yet.
Some of them did, and so they made a deal. But it's okay.
But now that you know.
But you shouldn't. But why are you even talking about it?
You know what you should do. You should.
You can't. You don't want to take narratively the role of victim.
You know you got to do. You got to. Like, no, you don't want to do that.
Some abstract rule.
And if you want out of this, you have to try to like get into the vampire run institutions and sort of steer them.
Well, you want to let them.
I mean,
suck your blood.
They're still going to suck. No.
You offer up your little aorta here. Yeah, but one of them.
Then you get. You don't become one of them. You go in there.
You become Renfield.
You try to influence.
You know who's got influence? Renfield. Renfield has influence.
Renfield. The Shadows Go. Renfluence.
That was very good.
Why couldn't you just let that go? It was so quick, and I didn't even say it. Renfluence.
You did say it. You said Renfluence.
I recovered so quickly that it was
no. But that's not a mistake. It's perfect. That's serendipity. That's the show title. Renfluence. It's so perfect. It's not even a mistake. It's a perfect portmanteau. It's a perfect portmanteau. Renfluence.
The Renfluence of GOP conservatives.
Yeah. Yeah, what you want to do is you want to be in the corner eating spiders.
Master. See, I've done that bit before.
Yeah,
I was trying to say.
We never did the Renfluence bit, though. That was brilliant.
Master, there's a faggot reading fag books in front of the school board, Master. I need fags for the Master. We need fags and Asian women, Master. No white men at all, Master. That's how we'll fix this politics.
I should have known better than take a drink while you were doing that. I don't want to spit my water all over my computer.
Big fag.
This is why this is the best political show in existence.
Oh, man. Now this is going to start.
No one else is talking about Renfluence in America.
Renfluence.
Renfluence.
They're never going to recover from that meme either. That's going to be meme. That's going to become a thing. Our fans are going to go out there, call people Renfields, and they're going to say, you're just looking for a Renfluence with the Renpublican Party. It's a Renpublican Party.
And they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We're talking about like Renfield from Dracula. Yeah, Renfield. Yeah. So yeah, you never become one of them, but you become a Renfield.
It reminds me of the Blade movies where they like tattoo them. Tattoo their marks on the goyim.
You become a Ren seeker, if you will. Oh, sorry. That's a little bit much.
Sorry, this means we're going to watch this now.
Yeah, we can watch
this. You want to do this?
What's about a Renfield?
Big Orange.
I was afraid.
Big Orange Renfield.
I was sent this clip.
Big Orange Renfield.
I saw this clip. Good old chef posted it somewhere. I thought I was like, this is some like fake chef meme. Like,
this is real.
This is like a fat woman with huge lips, like driving down the road. And you turn it into a swastika because you paste four of them together. It's just a chef meme. No, this was fucking real. I thought this was a deep fake. I thought it was just someone like me. But,
no.
This is on the Ari Hoffman show.
Oh God!
And America's the deep. Since the resolution is higher now, maybe you can watch Ari's face with me because I see
it's actually not that much higher.
Distinct displeasure. I believe Ari is mortified.
Well, Ari, if you look at Ari,
he's not happy about what was said.
I'll just say this. I'll say this though.
This is a concern. This is one of the good Jews, right? Our side. He's a conservative radio host having current president, to some of us, Donald J. Trump, on his radio show.
I'll just say this.
A good Jew.
Look at Ari Hoffman's picture, and he's got some weird, like, twist to his face. Like, his nose is twisted off.
Oh, he's got a little, like,
his smile, like...
So yeah, he's got a weird smirking on.
It could be the way his face is.
Maybe.
He's got the sad clown eyebrows falling in over his eyeballs, too.
Yes, yeah. That's true. That could be... He's.
All right, well, I mean, when saw the clip, first impression that he was like, oh, my God, did he just say that?
If you look, he's got, like, having the face side of his face is kind of like... He's got nerve endings that are dead or something like that, because his face sags on one side.
I mean,
so it might just be that.
Not that what they say is very important, but I just wonder like what a Trumptard, a so-called dissident Trumptard would would respond to
this.
We
can look at the comments to this video after.
All right. So let's have a look here. What's the cope here?
Mr. President.
Well, you know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And it was so powerful. And today it's almost the opposite. You have between AOC and
around.
Omar and these people that hate Israel. They hate it with a passion. They're controlling Congress, and Israel is not a force in Congress anymore. It's just amazing. I've never seen such a change.
It keeps going.
And we're not talking about over a very long period of time, but I think you know exactly what I'm saying. They had such power. Israel
not timing
had such
in.
Power, and rightfully, over Congress.
Oh, rightfully.
And now it doesn't.
Rightfully.
It's mm-hmm. incredible, actually.
It's really a shift we're seeing inside the Democrat Party. And speaking of the Democrats in Congress and Joe Biden.
Let's pivot
oh,
away.
Wow. Let's pivot on, right back
pivot
to,
away for that.
Pivot right back to
Ray,
let's
go, Brandon.
Yeah. See? See?
Let's go, Ari.
Yeah, let's immediately talk about Brandon again.
Let's
but,
go,
like,
Ari.
You're right. He was not. He was very pensive.
He's like. Well, he did. He locked up for a second. He's like.
His eyes were darting around.
The darting around and then the frozen, like, I'm just going to hold my composure.
But
he
also was doing that thing where he's like looking up, which yeah. supposedly means you're. People say it means you're looking for a lie or something. I think it means you're thinking about what you're going to say next.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be
see,
a lie.
He's
or not.
Thinking about how the anti Semites are just going
to
run with
he's
this.
He's thinking, like, how am I going to pivot to Jesus. Back to Joe Biden? I think I'll just
do it. The Daily Show is going to play that clip.
I'm just going to do a hard pivot right back to Joe Biden. I'm not even going to. I mean, yeah, it's a shift. Let's go back to Biden. The Democrats, Biden.
That clip just disgusts me.
There's more.
The
lead up to it is actually good.
Well, what do we got on that before we move on? I mean, how do you respond? Like, you have President right. Trump just said that Israel right. rightfully should have control over Congress.
Well, this is
of this country.
Is, this is what my thing is. So Donald Trump, there's another group of people,
the Chinese,
that has lost control of Congress.
Oh,
okay. That can no longer control Congress. A group with a historical and moral, much stronger claim to being able to control Congress than Jews. And I don't hear you mentioning the fact that it's a shame that these people can't control
Congress.
You're
talking about legacy heritage Americans?
I'm talking about heritage Americans. I'm talking about legacy Americans. I'm talking
average
about
salt of the earth working
Republican
Americans.
Republican voters.
Oh. Well, they've been replaced.
Working
Republican
class,
voters.
Middle America, salt of the earth working people. Strong families. What other euphemisms do we have? What other euphemisms can we come up with?
I don't know. I can put that in that song. Another euphemism. I can't remember.
White people are actually, interestingly enough, I've said this before, you can talk about Jews in some contexts. Mm. You can talk about blacks in some contexts. You can talk about whites in some contexts. But Republicans never talk about white people.
No.
They don't because they don't want to be seen attacking them. Although increasingly, they're starting to delve into that territory. They're starting to delve into, like, just talk with Karen memes and such like that, right? Like, they're trying to sort of pivot off that, like, Democrats or Karens. Or they take, like, the only time you'll see them mention white people is when they're making fun of white liberals. That's the only time Republicans mention whites, when they attack white
liberals. That's true.
Liberals.
If they're talking about an Antifa counter-protest
riot.
Liberals. Those are white suburban Antifa. Like, most of the people in Minnesota rioting are white, they will say.
Yeah, they're mostly white.
Or they did say.
This is a very purposeful thing, and Jews are controlling this. They are taking hatred of libtards, hatred of libtardism, and they are trying to associate that with whites among their conservative audience. And then, of course, blacks. Of course, never mind all the blacks out there rioting and killing during the riots, right? Never mind that. And also, these people hate Black Lives Matter. But what do they say? Black Lives Matter is mostly white liberals. That's what they
all
say.
All lives matter.
Right. So that's what they say. So basically, you will only ever hear white mentioned in a negative context by anybody. Republicans never do it. That's what I said. If you want to go own Charlie Kirk during his... it was also like, why then are you against critical race theory, so-called? Why are you against...
You mean CRT?
Effectively, yes, right? Yes, CRT. Why are you against this thing, right? Well, the reason is because you're just getting out in front of it to defuse it, just like Roberta Kaplan with sexual harassment allegations against Jews. You want to get out in front of it to defuse it. So that's definitely something to watch out for, and you got to watch out for not falling into that trap yourself, because I can see the temptation there, because I do hate white libtards. I fucking hate them. But it's not something that's going to make me be racially anti-white.
No.
Because I also understand.
Makes me racially anti-Jew. Because they did that to these people.
In some cases, like when they're not being political, they can actually be nice. In a lot of cases, they can actually be somewhat nice people. Some of them. Not all of them. A lot of them are total pieces of shit. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are nice. Just politically, they're retarded and shitty.
Yep.
Same thing with conservatives. Most of them are nice. Yep. More of them are nice than the libtards. But some of them are real cantankerous, too. But the point is that, like, you know, that's the whole point. White is always in a negative context. Republicans didn't used to talk about it very much, but they would talk about it in terms of liberalism. But they will never talk about the fact that whites have lost control of Congress. Now, you're not supposed to talk about
Jews. They're not supposed to have control of anything. That's white supremacy or something. Whites control the entire system through systemic white supremacy somehow anyway, so.
And they put blacks on the Democrat plantation or.
There's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I linked the clip of this video to a conservative friend who's on the fence.
Oh, and he said
he doesn't quite get the Jew thing. I'm just going to be curious about what happens next after he watches it.
I want to know.
Do you get the Jew thing now? Do you get it?
I want to know what Donald Trump's justification is for saying rightfully.
I don't care about that senile old fuck. I want to know, like, the people that have reframed the Jewish question as being the Jews stole the election from Donald Trump in 2020. Like, I want to know what their cope for this is. Like, you tried to make the Jewish question a partisan issue where it's just the Democrats against the goyish Republicans. And, like, what now, nigga?
Well, those
like,
people.
Like, what now? You a wig net now, nigga?
Those people are the redheaded.
Be a straight up bitch still.
They're the redheaded stepchild of the MAGA movement. They're like.
Straight up bitches.
They're trying to get Renfluence and.
MAGA hat off, the hair's still red.
Yeah.
The hat was red, the hair's red.
Yeah, they're trying to get Renfluence somehow. But, like, Trump goes on. Like, honestly, like, shows like that probably have more listeners than, like, Ari Hoffman on 570 AM KBI
Radio.
Anybody
listens to that?
Here's the thing. This video interviewing Donald Trump on YouTube. This guy, 3 days ago, this interview was 3 days ago. This guy is he's a Jew, but he's some local AM, of course, conservative radio talk show host interviewing Donald Trump. 5,000 views on YouTube.
Ouch.
You would think that he would be able to break that number. Right now, it's like 5,160 something views.
Ah, shit. Sorry.
On this YouTube channel.
What an asshole this guy is.
And this is his YouTube channel. This isn't somebody, like, this isn't some rando just, like, taking the interview and putting it somewhere else. Like, this video I'm looking at right here, it is the Ari Hoffman Show's YouTube channel. He has 449 subscribers. So, we had on YouTube 40 times that number of subscribers before we got banned, okay? Some of these other people, even the ones that are doing, like, the Renfluence, like, they're doing, like, the, you know, like, kind of Jews, they're mentioning Jews, but they're trying to still get you behind the Republican Party. They're more popular than this, too. Trump doesn't go on their show. Why does he go on? This guy is a nobody.
Right.
Right. But why is Trump on his show? Because he's Jewish. Trump is on Ari Hoffman's show because Ari Hoffman is Jewish. Ari Hoffman is a very, very minor player in the media ecosystem of the GOP, conservatism, right-wing America. Very, very, very tiny minor bit player. Not a very well-known guy at all. I never heard of him before.
I never heard of him either.
And his YouTube channel, 450 subscribers. His videos have got 5,000. And he's probably only got 5,000 because he has Trump.
He's a minor lord in the vampire house.
Right, yeah. He's like a minor baron. He's got a minor barony, which is some, like, county. He's got one little county of Goyim that he sucks blood from. Right, somewhere out in the country there, right?
Sort of overstating it a little bit.
One local market. I mean, he's on he one market. Like, he's in one market.
He, like, works in one Spencer gift.
Yeah, right. Managing, like, one Spencer's gift shop.
Not even managing. He's just the ringer. He's the guy that has to fold the shirts back up after you look at them.
Right.
He polishes off the fucking purple dildos in the back.
And so, but Trump goes on his show because he's Jewish. He doesn't go on any of the Renfluence
shows.
This
is a weird pairing, right? Like, how did he get, like, the Ari Hoffman? Like,
Ari Hoffman's Jewish. That's how.
Well, I know, but it's like, is there not like a higher level Jew that the president will talk?
Well, they're probably trying to elevate
him. Is this like somebody like went to college with Jared or something? Like,
they're probably trying to elevate Ari Hoffman. They're probably trying to make him bigger. You know, they're trying to make him a bigger player by getting him. They get him the big interviews because, well, that's what they're just direct. I mean, whoever's managing this shit, like the Jews managing the PR for both of these guys behind the scenes.
I love this top comment. I'm a huge Trump fan, but when he promotes the death jab,
yes,
as he does, I no longer trust him.
I mean, like, what about like when he promotes the death state?
What about when he promotes a different country running your Congress?
Yeah.
What about when he does that? Does that give you any pause? When he calls for concern? Do you not trust him when he says,
how come this other foreign country isn't running our Congress anymore?
Right.
It's terrible.
And
he's run by Omar.
Says
Omar died.
That's first of all.
Oh, wait, that's Ilhan Omar.
First of all, obviously he's lying and wrong about how much control AOC and Omar have because he's appealing to an audience that he wants them
also,
to be.
He's also lying that Israel's not in control of Congress.
Yes.
Like, what was the last vote? What was the vote on the rearming of the Iron Dome?
Eight people voted against. Or eight people
AOC
didn't vote.
AOC voted president.
Eight people didn't vote for it.
Right.
At least, what's his name?
It was a nail biter, I believe was my joke.
Was it Massey or Amash?
Massey was the only one that
actually voted against it.
But he didn't vote against it because, well, I'm not going to tear down Massey. Never mind.
I mean, he voted against it because of libertarianism.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
It is better. I mean, that's sometimes libertarianism, that's all.
Sometimes they get it right. You
sometimes
know?
It's better than nothing. But
yeah. But I would say that, like, the thing is, he's talking to this particular the kind of audience that are going to listen to conservative talk radio. And he wants those people to be mad at AOC.
Oh God. One guy, wait, since when is Israel supposed to run Congress? Rightfully? Excuse me. One fucking,
is he have upvotes?
I'm not seeing any upvotes.
I just gave him another one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give one too.
No one's responding though. No one wants to touch that. None of the other commenters want to touch that.
Someone wrote, is
bring in the orange clown.
Yeah, I like that.
That's probably just a libtard, though. Or maybe it's one of our guys. I don't know. My thing is, like, I know you said you didn't really care.
Whoa, hold up. Patel Patriot brought me here. Oh, no.
Wait. Patel Patriot?
Patel Patriot? No. Is that like some Pajit?
Is it Halloween? Like Patrick or Pajit?
Fuck.
So Patel Patriot.
It's a thing.
Is that, that's a thing. It's a Pajit. Pajit Patriot?
God damn it. Just when I thought this country couldn't get any more clownish.
Pajitriot.
I think Pajitriot.
Yeah, they have a podcast. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Let's dig into the Patel Patriot shit in a second. Let's go one at a time.
We're not prepared for that.
So my thing is, I know you said you didn't really care, but I would be very curious just to hear Donald Trump's personal explanation of why Israel deserves to run the... I just would love to hear
my
him.
Thing is he just doesn't know... He shoots his mouth off. He has no idea what the fuck he's saying.
I think he does believe that Israel rightly should control Congress. I think that's what he thinks. But the question... Why? Well, he can't answer that question.
Because they rightfully control him.
Right. Well, just because...
The guy, I'm totally controlled
it's not
by
as if
Kabbalah.
It's not as if he's kicking and screaming Congress? Here, though. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he obviously loves Israel. And he talks, if you go back to 6 minute and 50 mark, it's all about Israel right up until that point. So they are talking about Israel for a while.
650.
And he's talking, the funny thing is, in a way, like Donald Trump, even for this Jew and the Jews that are running it, it's still like he still runs his mouth in ways it's like, they're like, could you just not phrase it? They're like, literally doing it. Like, you say it, he's talking about how popular he is in Israel. Earlier,
so should I play this here at 650?
Start around there. Yeah, he starts.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my relatives and my friends in Israel. They called me when they heard I was having this interview with you, and they said, please make sure to thank him for the Abraham Accords. Please make sure to thank him. So
very proud of that.
It was amazing that you did that. And most presidents wait until their second term to try and solve peace in the Middle East.
That wasn't part of the plan, was it?
Well, they wait till their second
this
term.
This was a one-term crash and burn.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Just thanking Trump for accomplishing all of this stuff for Israel. Look how much he got done for Israel.
That's all he got done. Got done for Israel.
Cornerstone of your foreign policy. Why did you decide to do that? And how did you get something so amazing done? A bunch of peace deals in 1 year span. It's unheard of.
And with the UAE and Mohammed, who's a warrior, he's a respected, that was number one. And I think if we got back in, we would have had, maybe the whole thing would have been wrapped up. They were all ready to come in. They were virtually standing in line. And a lot of it was the respect that Iran was showing us for the first time. I mean, Iran was...
Not really.
They were willing to do whatever.
And no, they weren't. That's not true at all. But
Jesus Christ.
Actually, his strategy literally hardened Iran against any working. They are trying to get Iran back to the table now and having trouble with it. And Iran is like hacking.
Well, that's Brandon's fault, right? That's Let's Go Brandon.
I'm sure that the responsibility will be laid at his feet, but it's really Trump and Netanyahu's fault.
Just like Afghanistan was about to be wrapped up. That was all going to work out.
He's going
to
say all that shit. He's going to just let,
I can't wait.
He felt wait till after the election. I felt very confident we were going to win the election. Wait till after the election. We would have had peace in the Middle East. It would have worked out good. Yeah. Now I don't think they can because they're dealing with Iran again and dealing with them the way they're dealing with them.
That's not how you get peace, right? That's not how you get peace. You don't get peace by dealing with the other party. You get peace by not dealing with. Now, that's Jews would make an argument for that. They would make an argument for that, how you don't get peace by dealing. And this is actually the Jewish argument. The Jewish argument is like you never, if someone's our enemy, you don't get peace by dealing. Remember, that's what they said about Neville Chamberlain, about Quisling, about all these people, like the people that like let the Nazis come to power. Well, who the fuck are they to stop it? Who the fuck is Britain or America or anybody to stop the Nazis from coming to power in Germany, if that's what the German people want? So their thing is like, you know, if we have an enemy, you should preemptively destroy them. Because if you don't do it now, you're going to have to do it later. We're going to force you to do it later, and that's going to cost a whole lot more of lives. Now, the thing is, they could have just not attacked Germany. You know, they could have just not declared war on Germany in 1939, and there would have been no World War II. Britain could have just not started the war. So, but this is what they always say. Like, the lesson is always like, Jews love this. Like, dealing with, not necessarily your enemies, dealing with our enemies means you're just prolonging, means you're never going to get
peace. Means you're being a Neville Chamberlain.
It's like the real issue is you're the people that create this condition of never having peace, Jews. You're the ones that create that condition.
Yeah. It's happening. So I don't think you can do that. But the Abraham Accords were incredible. And we would have, again, they were lining up.
I kind of agree.
And,
but
starting with UAE, which is...
They were lining up to get...
So respected, you know, by the other countries.
UAE is not respected at all. What is he?
UAE is like this weird, like, money pit where they tried to build islands out of sand and they melted away.
Arguably, it's respected.
Well, they have, like robotic moving skyscrapers and everyone makes fun of them.
It's not respected by the Arab world, I'll tell you that. And I guarantee you, he also said he said Muhammad was such a word. Did he mean, like, the Prophet Muhammad?
I don't know. I think he was talking about...
Or is he talking about someone now?
There's probably someone there, like, named Muhammad.
I guarantee you the head of the UAE is not a fucking warrior. And he's probably, like, a rich pervert that, like, molests kids.
Pretty much.
That's the way it goes, but it was a terrific thing. Jerusalem, you look at what happened with Jerusalem, the capital. That was a big thing in Israel.
What was the
we have, Jerusalem?
So many other. I mean, frankly, the biggest thing I did probably for Israel was breaking up the Iran nuclear deal because they're calling for death to Israel and death to the United States, by the way.
Oh, but that doesn't really matter so much. That's kind of like a secondary concern, right? Like,
yeah, with it.
Oh, yeah.
If Israel,
that other country
if Israel died, if Israel died, well, how would our Congress know what to do?
Death to Israel would be like trouble. Life to the United States. I mean, it would be.
Of course it would.
Way. And by breaking that up, that might have been the biggest thing. But, yeah, I was affectionately told I could run for prime minister of Israel and win very easily. They like me over there. I will say this, Ari. They like me over there more than if you look at the vote. It's incredible that, you know, I didn't get the kind of a vote from Jewish people that you would think I would get. Jewish people in this country, many of them, do not like Israel. You look at the New York Times, Times is vicious against
this is
Israel.
Trump's own quote. This is not, they're not. This by is the like, way, they're not.
This is headcanon.
I read the New York Times pretty regularly. I have yet to see them be vicious against Israel. They might have some mild critiques here and there for optics' sake, but they are not vicious.
The New York Times is vicious against Israel. And it's just a terrible thing to watch. But I'm so surprised because you would have thought...
This is where this guy's pensiveness is really setting in.
Between all of the things I did, many things, beyond just Jerusalem. But the biggest thing I always say, bigger than anything, if you really look, is what I did with the Iran nuclear deal, breaking it up, which had to be done. Obama should have never, ever approved it. But they're so used to voting Democrat. Now, we got 75 million votes, 12 million more than last time and everything else. But I would have thought that I would have done better with the Jewish vote.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. President.
Would have thought, but it's also like the Jewish vote.
That's the vote that matters, right? They make up like 1% of the entire U.S.
What if you done
like
poorly? It doesn't matter.
What if you done better with the white vote?
Yeah, I mean,
are you worried about that? How much white vote did you lose?
Yeah.
Oh wait, you didn't do anything for white people, so. But you were never going. Like, boy, I can't believe I didn't do anything for these white people, and I didn't get the more white vote.
Well, I remember when there was you want to hear an old esoteric quote about Jews and why Jews are controlling the Republican Party, why they have such influence?
Sure.
This is an older one. The claim was, and it's totally wrong, but because it just, if you look at the electoral map, it doesn't make any sense because of where Jews live.
Oh, God.
But the claim was Jews are a small percentage of the country, but they'll vote as like a block and they
they're
swing.
Evenly distributed among swing states.
Well, they can,
in the proper
they, yeah
the,
the,
fuck
the argument was
up.
That they can like swing, and I'm like,
yeah,
they can't because
right.
They don't live in swing states, arguably Florida, but other than that, no, like not California and not New York.
They can swing mean they can take time off from their wives,
but
and
also
fuck
like
children.
They don't even really have enough people to swing.
It's swing chickens.
Yes, they chicken swinging states. Yes, they live in chicken swing states.
It's fucking pathetic.
That's New York.
Why is it so
New York,
hard? Why is it
New
so
York
hard?
Is not New York is a solid liberal state, but it's a chicken swing state.
Why is it so hard for anybody? to just approach the problem that like, yeah, Jews are controlling both your political parties. Why can't you approach that problem and talk about it?
Wouldn't it make sense?
Why do you
because
pretend
Jews
that problem
are controlling both political parties? So it's kind of a catch 22.
It's just weird, like
because people like don't see a way to get renfluence other than through the political parties.
You know, you're not a dissident. The best call that shit out.
One of the funniest arguments is like,
I mean, nobody's at the wheel.
Why not sneak into the Democrat
America's
party?
Just fading away for no reason. There's no agenda. No one's controlling it. It's just adrift at sea.
Well, it's white people's fault because they're being dumb.
It's adrift in the dead sea.
Why not? If you're going to do the renfluence, why not seek renfluence with the Democrat Party?
Well, that's where the people with actual talent do go. But the people with no talent, they stay over. You know,
but I mean, you could
scraps stay on the right
you
side.
Could theoretically like actually sneak something through for white people through the Democrats. You could never do it through
you
the Republicans.
You could possibly get a little bit of pro-family stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
Like social benefits for families.
Well, yeah, but then you'd be a socialist.
That was in the Biden bill. But the funny thing is that they have to do the Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, Zog and Brony show or whatever.
Zog and Brony show.
Because of the fact that they don't have enough Republicans to deep six, all that stuff. So here's Joe Manchin playing the heel and being like, I'm going to make sure to
make, right.
I'm going to make sure.
Have you just been sitting too close to my computer?
Me?
My sidebar on YouTube, 2011-12-31, Madison Square Garden, Fish Jams.
I don't
it's like
know.
It's a four-hour video of Trey Anastasio like,
that
playing
could
guitar.
Be like an Ari Hoffman link somehow. Maybe he's I have not watched Fish videos on your computer, I swear.
That's just weird.
Just imagine being a boomer
maybe it's
conservative
like,
and you watch
like
this video.
Because this computer is also on
yeah, maybe because you're
same,
on my network.
On
yeah.
your same network. But no, but it's my account, though. That's but weird. I don't even watch Fish videos in your house. I don't really even watch them anymore. I haven't watched Fish videos.
Oh, Sabaton has a new song, Christmas Truce. Interesting. I'm sure that sucks.
Is that a Halloween show? Maybe that's what it is.
No, it's the New Year's Eve, 2011.
I don't know, man. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, yeah, there is some pushback from boomers on this. Just a little bit.
On the Israel thing?
Yeah, but just imagine watching this and being okay with it.
Is there a Fox News channel?
I'm
going to
maintain
a Fox News channel like posts where they're or the boomers are talking about this, where you can go yell at them.
So. No, you'd have to go into this YouTube comment section. I think that's probably
there's not
the
a lot here.
Go.
There's only 85 comments.
Well, it's not a very popular channel.
No,
I think this is a perfect
449 subscribers.
I think this YouTube comment section should be a destination. I think people should go here and look around and just check things out, just scope it out.
There's really nothing going on here, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah. Well, there's only 5,000 views on this video, and this guy's only got 450 subscribers. This guy is a very low-tier Jew. But like again,
I think it should definitely get rated just to like send a message.
Just to send him. Yeah, just it's a principle. It's about sending a message. Why did you burn down that YouTube comment section? It's not about the comments. But sending a message.
Because I want the Jews to understand that we all watch
it's not
video.
About the upvotes. You just burned 2.5 million
some men just want to watch the discussion burn.
You just deleted a database table with 2.5 million upvotes.
It's not about the upvotes.
You're not doing the right voice. Sorry. It's not about the upvotes. Yeah. It's about sending a message.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time. Yes, I think this comment section should be... people should go there and share their opinions, is what I think. I think people should use it as it's intended to be used by the platform, where people can share viewpoints and opinions in a polite manner on the video that is posted.
In the more observant ends of the Jewish world, I have a lot of people come up to me who used to be Democrats, and they said, you know, I voted for Trump this time. And I'll tell you something else. I was in Israel right before the pandemic, and as I was walking down the street, when people knew I was American, they would say to me, make sure you keep Trump. And one more quick story, and then I got some more
questions. Make sure you keep Trump, because we want to keep our illegal settlements.
Yeah, wherever you are on the street. I was walking down the street in the middle of the West Bank.
Yeah.
Walking down the street in, like, the middle of... like some illegal settlement, and you know,
right.
Questions for you. Is go that ahead. The yarmulkes on the shipping on your container?
Wait, what the fuck did he just say?
Oh, he said something about yarmulkes on their head.
In Israel, right before the pandemic, and as I was walking down the street, when people knew I was American, they would say to me, make sure you keep Trump. And one more quick story, and I've got some more questions for you, is the yarmulkes on your head. They're selling Trump ones everywhere in Israel before the election.
That's right.
Can't tell.
Just
I think he does.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes. Yeah, I see it now. That's not a bald spot.
Yeah,
I got a few in my house. And I actually said to one of the vendors, I said, excuse me, this was just as a joke. I said, do you guys sell the Biden ones also? And they just laughed. They just laughed and they thought it was hysterical because they said, no, we don't want that guy in office.
Well,
Mr. President.
Yeah. Okay.
So we should just do whatever.
Do you have a Let's Go Brandon?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a Let's Go Brandon yarmulke.
I'm sure they probably sell them. I'm going to find one.
The adult diapers.
So,
back
so Israel is the litmus test for what American.
Yeah, no, it's a litmus test for what's good.
I mean, if you're a Wignat, you might think that if you're some kind of like
it's a litmus
lowbrow,
test for
like,
what's
idiot.
Like what's good.
If you're so irrelevant that you have to have like a internet campaign to constantly tell you you're irrelevant.
I'm just finding it. Yes. Oh yeah, here we go. I got him.
Got a Let's Go Brandon yarmulke.
Oh yeah,
boom.
There's like several different models.
Fuck it. Let's go Brandon yarmulke back on.
Let's go Brandon yarmulke back. Oh, no, these are stickers. Okay.
Oh, those are... Oh,
I guarantee, in my defense,
they are round and they're on your screen.
Yeah, but... But I guarantee you I will be able to find one. Like, I would be amazed if they don't have them. There's someplace that I just don't... The Kippa online store. Mazel Skullcap.
The Kippa.
This place just has all kinds of stuff.
I wish I had a little t-shirt shop where every time one of these dumb memes pops up, I could fucking like just sell a bunch of shit to these idiots.
Yeah.
Get us some extra cash. Funny. So Let's Go Brandon merchandise. Maybe we should be the ones to sell the Let's Go Brandon.
Here's an old headline from a few weeks ago on Fox News. Young boy goes viral after shouting "Let's go, Brandon" to Mike while announcing start of race. Like more like announcing like the end of a race.
Yeah,
like he shouts "Let's go, Brandon" to announce the end of his race.
Why you got Beto? He was Beto O'Rourke there.
Well,
what's Beto doing? Hey, Beto.
Let's go, Beto. Like he probably is just Oh yeah.
Let's go, Beto.
Yeah.
All right. What else are we gonna do? What else has he said? We're talk more shit with Trump here. What else we got?
Well, you know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is Israel.
All right, that's where we were. Is there anything else I should go to?
No, that was the segment. That was a whole. Jewish.
It's a 16-minute video, and we got
about a quarter of it is dedicated to Trump talking about how much Jews love him and being disappointed that more Jews didn't vote for him. Like, dude, Donald Trump. Listen, now this is something that now he doesn't give a shit, but people should. This is a good talking point to put in the old. The old quiver there. It's a good quiver for your arrow. Donald Trump could have gotten every Jewish vote and it wouldn't have made a difference. He still wouldn't have gotten more votes than Joe Biden. He could have gotten more white votes and won. Like, that's the thing. Like, he says, election fraud. But there are so many places where you could have just recruited more whites, even ones that, like, liked you but didn't vote. Because they just weren't plugged in. How many rural whites in Virginia just didn't go to vote? How many rural whites? I know that there were 2.1 college, a non-college educated, non-registered to vote white people in Pennsylvania that were untapped. 900,000 in Wisconsin. Now, you can get numbers like that relatively in every state across this country, particularly the states that aren't the coastal states. You don't get June numbers, and even so, if you do, they're all in fucking New York and California. The only place they could potentially make a difference was Florida, but didn't he win Florida anyway? I mean, he won Florida this time too, right?
Shit, man, I don't remember.
I think he did. He got Florida this time. Yeah.
I was so disconnected from that entire process. I wasn't paying attention.
So yeah, it's like, yes,
looks like he got Florida.
Yeah, he did. He did. He didn't get Pennsylvania though, which.
Oh, this looks like that's like a outdated one.
Yeah, but he got Florida. Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter. More Jewish votes would have only come in states that you had no chance of winning. So it doesn't fucking matter. You know, it's like you didn't. We've done this to death. We've done this so many times, but it's so true. Like, it's just like, you know, Donald Trump sitting there worrying about, you know, I wish Jews would have voted.
I don't even feel that we should be making that argument. I mean, it's like. We're at that point where we're trying to convince people that fucking Jewish votes in the United States shouldn't determine the entire thrust of your candidacy. Like,
well, it's then the issue is, but the thing is, here's the question. Given that the Jews don't vote Republican and are electorally insignificant and to Republican victories, why do Republicans kowtow to Jews even harder than Democrats do? Why did
the top Republican from the previous presidency, why did he say that Israel should run Congress?
Yeah. And I mean, why, given that also Jews don't even vote for this guy? Like, that's what's so funny. It's like, you can't even justify it based on the fact that Jews vote for you.
You're saying if you have Jews in America in your life, you got to show them this video and be like, okay, explain yourself.
Jews in America don't vote for Donald Trump.
Do you think it's weird that, like, everybody in the party that would have, like, opposed to saying something like that were tossed out by fucking, what's-his-face there? National Review man. CIA plant.
Buckley?
Yeah.
Buckley?
What did Buckley do?
Yeah, he purged. What happened to that purge in, like, the 50s and 60s, but there were new purges. There was new purges.
Well, they had to continue on. They had to keep that going.
You know who's, but it's also, look who survives and look who doesn't survive. There were some people that had, there was even one guy that was doxxed a couple years ago who was in the White House. He was talking. He was in some immigration task force working for the State Department or something. He was white nationalist. Tossed him out. He resigned, moved back to wherever he was, haven't heard from him again. And then there's Darren Beatty. Darren Beatty is now all over, you know, his career. He did get fired, but like every Jew, he got fired upwards, right? So he's now doing like, you know, he's doing Peter Thiel crap and like all that shit. Like, you know, he's
I wonder if he thinks that like Israel should control Congress.
Yeah, of course he does. What do you think he's in politics for? Why do you think he's in Washington, D.C.?
Just wondering. I'm just thinking aloud. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, certainly Ari Hoffman.
I mean, he's pro-white, isn't he? At least the Israelis are white, right? You don't want any tan-colored Israelis. Just. We're pro-white.
I just learned something.
Pro-white dissidents that want to make sure that white Jews with Caucasian-looking skin are controlling American politics. That's the most important thing. You have to be a pro-white activist. You can't have white guilt about something like that.
Well, you know, Jews are the only ones that are pro-white, like Eric Zemmour.
Oh, boy. That is like one of the saddest ops I've ever heard.
I'm sorry. Well, it seems to be, I don't have a total win. I mean, we know what it is because we can see it, but I don't have a total window into how it's being received in France. I'm not sure. I think he's getting some far right support. I'm not sure what. I don't know if there's a hard right in France that's like, nah, fuck this Jew or not. I just don't know. I don't have a window.
I
think there's somewhat of that, but.
I just, you know what I'm scared of with France is that he's going to lose. So he'll never have the light of day shine on him.
Oh, he's going to lose.
He's going to lose.
Like, that's not a question.
So, like, the illusion of, like, he's going to just, like, have this longevity of a career as a failed politician as being, like, the figurehead of the new French right is going to be this Jew.
He's going to be.
Forever, until the day he, like, passes away.
That's the shot there, yeah.
It's so fucking sad.
Yep. He basically, the Le Pens are done.
They have mopped that. Well, the Le Pens, like, they, like, to be fair, I mean, they did themselves in to a certain extent.
Oh, they did. No, I'm not arguing that. But this is also like
they did not present
their reward.
If the Le Pens had presented a better alternative, they wouldn't be in this position.
And this is their
reward. But they did what certain fucking factions try to, like, say we should do.
And this is knuckle their reward. This is their reward.
Knuckle down and play ball with the Jews. Let them control Congress.
And what do they
get? Lopez, okay, oui, senor. Oui, let them,
senor. And then they get
Eric Zamora. Did I say oui, senor?
Yeah, whatever. Oui, monsieur. Monsieur. That's what you say.
Monsieur. That's what I meant.
Oui, monsieur.
We will work with Hazani.
Yeah. No, literally. Like, that's what happened. There was always, like, kind of a bit of a Jewish stuff going on in the background, a National Front and stuff. They went more liberal after they almost won 4 years ago, after Marine Le Pen almost won and all the other parties ganged up to make her lose. Even the conservatives, like, ganged up with liberals or socialists or whatever so that she would lose. They, like, basically split her party. They made it go more liberal. And then they introduced this Jew on the far right flank. So that shit's just done. And this guy's going to eternally lose as well. That's the point. I don't care that he's been saying, I don't want Muslims in this country for 30 fucking years. So what?
Nobody wants Muslims in that country.
Well, that's not, I mean, the Jews do.
Yeah, that's something, I mean, like, nobody human.
Right.
Like, nobody, no actual French people, like, want that. It's just, like, they just don't know what
they
to
probably
do.
Have libtards there, too. But they don't know what to
do. Yeah, but, like, but you
libtards
could just,
are NPCs.
But if you just, like, if you were just, like, free your mind. You could just smash libtards and Jews, but no one's mind is free.
Libtards would be a...
This shit is so
libtards
unpopular.
Libtards would be
everything
a
they
minority.
Want is so unpopular.
Distinct minority, yeah.
Every issue they stand for is pathetically just, like, has no support.
Without
it just has institutional Jewish support.
Jewish money, institutional power, libtards would be a vocal and annoying minority that everybody shit on.
Yep.
And made fun of. They would be the butt of all jokes.
They're the real Karens. Because they're the ones that could... They don't call a manager... They call the Jew in charge.
Well, it's the manager.
Well, the Jew is more than a manager. More like a...
Senior partner?
You need, like, a, you need a scarier title. Something less businessy. Like the executioner.
Like head vampire? Vampire bear?
Dude, when we were doing...
The Nick?
Dude, there was one name that we missed when we were thinking of the names of the Jewish dwarves. Seven Jewish dwarves. Oh. It was like...
I don't remember. I'm not in the mindset for that joke. I don't remember.
Schleppy.
Yeah, Schleppy.
Schleppy. Usury.
Well, Usury was the one that we missed. That was the one that we never hit that one. I thought of it during the break
that's
of
good.
The show, and
that's
I was
good.
Like, "Fuck, we can't."
Well, the
go
break
back
was when I joke. Thought of Sauna Commando.
Sauna Commando. That's great. So our Finnish listeners are apparent. We have a lot of them. Oh, boy, traffic coming from Finland. Wow.
I thought that was just where the new DDoS has come from.
No, it is. It is. And that's Israel. That's definitely Israel because Israel works. When they do hacks on the U.S., they work through Finland to try and like do a spoofing like it's really coming from Russia.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you could find stuff on that. So, yeah. Finland is like lit up on like glowing red ball of countries attacking our site constantly.
What could they be like a different kind of glowing red
and
ball?
And I'm sorry for actual Finnish listeners. Those of you that are actually in Finland, it's not your fault. But yes, you have to do the captcha every
literally
single time because
NordVPN.
Of this. It's not. I wish it was different, but Jews are. You should be mad. You should not be doubly mad at Jews. They're using your country for cyber attacks.
You gotta find that server that those Jews are using and shut it down.
Yeah, you gotta like go physically find it. I mean,
yeah,
within the bounds,
cut the power.
Within the bounds of the law, of course, because I think that kind of thing is legal in Finland, right? I'm just doing a Linkola. I think you just do that stuff. You just do like, yeah, I'm doing a Linkola. I'm going back to nature. Like we're just, you know, the server. we can't have this here. It's using way too much energy. It's killing the birds. So yeah.
So who has the news on this this GOP
guy? Use those servers to like heat the saunas.
All right,
like pour like get the server like nice and white hot from like all the cyber attacks and just like pour water on it, pour cold water on it, just get the steam going. Yeah, sorry about that. All right, good.
Who had the dirt on this fag at the school board meeting reading the fag book?
Oh, I don't even know. I just know that after we did the show Friday,
we learned that he was gay.
When I was on the way to the party that we went to on Friday night, I looked at my phone and someone was like, that dude is a fag. And I was like, oh, I just believed it immediately. Is this him?
No, it's true. I saw.
Oh yeah, there. Oh, that's him. Yeah.
Masked, and he's a concerned parent. His child was able to check this out in high school. This is a very concerning book. This is a book that's been going all over the country. It contains pornography, fellatio, and other sex acts
with minors. Called?
And we're told that this stuff doesn't happen. Just like CRT, we're told.
The book is called Genderqueer by something hard to read in Mystery Meat. Genderqueer by Maya Kolbabi?
Yeah, I was wondering what it was called because I found, I was looking just randomly. I was looking up free speech related stuff on the internet the other day, and I ran across through a series of Google clicks, a site, like a Jewish run, like Stop Censorship Now free speech site.
Mm-hmm.
That book, there's that book called Genderqueer, and there's one other book that people are pulling out of schools, and they're pissed about it. This is like the Jew thing of like, because, you know, in America, books can't be just banned. Right. And of course, they're not going to be banned by the government, and they're not going to be banned by publishers who are always going to publish any kind of degenerate crap they want. The only place where there's pushback on books is in school boards. And that's why that's actually what you hear complained about by Jews when they complain about people.
Is this the guy?
Could be. But when you hear about people complaining about like book censorship, which almost never happens in America. It's not that the book is censored. It's that it's removed from schools because it's inappropriate for children. And Jews consider this to be like a really bad form of censorship. So they put books that like have been removed from schools because of the and of course they compare it to like Huck Finn and Slaughterhouse-Five and things like that, because those are books that happened to in the past as well because of various reasons. Now my thing is like, look, it's one thing to talk about Huck Finn and Slaughterhouse-Five. Now, I have my own issues with those works and those authors, but this, you're just putting out gay porn. Okay, you're literally just writing gay porn and putting it on the shelves of schools, and you're fucking hoping that, like, that this could then, and then you're putting it on the pedestal of, like, at least what are actual books, right?
Bad Daily Mail. They had his last name wrong. That's the Daily Mail's fault.
Is that
mine.
The author of the book?
What am I looking at?
No, here? this is the guy that was attending the meeting. His name is Jacob Engels.
Jacob Engel.
Yeah. Well, Engels. The Daily Mail fucked up. They said Engel, which is not the same guy.
Engels Orlando-based journalist correct. Whose work has been featured and republished in news outlets around the globe, Politico, InfoWars, and MSNBC, Oil Sandal, New York Times. Mr. Engels focused on stories that other news outlets neglect or willingly hide to curry favor among the political and business special interests of the state of Florida. All right. Grassroots getting behind Laura Loomer, wanting her fighting spirit. So he's
doing that. But no, it's not surprising. I mean, it doesn't.
Can we just put this picture of her up on the thing here.
It doesn't. Oh my god! It doesn't change the fact that.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
She looks like that. I can't think. There's that like those spinning images masks almost. Those puppets.
It's just. Saying she looks like Saw is just
look at this,
like,
look at this. This dude is like, what the fuck is wrong with her face?
Yeah, like, no, she really does almost look like a human bobblehead or like, yeah, like the spitting images thing. Mask. Like, yeah. But the thing is, though, I wouldn't even care if she was ugly if she wasn't just doing such awful politics that are just, she's like, you know.
They're calling Jacob Engel, Will Sommer has an article about this. He's calling Jacob Engels the mini-me version of Roger Stone.
It's probably good. Actually, not a bad description of him.
Okay. Like a sex degenerate, Roger Stone ended up being. Or am I thinking of somebody? No, I'm thinking of the other one. The other Trump lackey.
Anyway,
Manafort was the sex.
But degenerate. I'm like,
wait, which one was doing the swinger thing and like beating his wife? Was that Manafort or was that Stone? Allegedly, I think it was Manafort.
My thing is this, though. Here's my thing. Okay, so you heard what I was talking about? How they always complain about. The schools are the way they complain about the censorship because that's the only way you actually that's the only place you actually get books removed. And it's not like the book is censored. Not that it I think it fucking should be. I think that book I would collect every copy of that book and throw it into a fucking bonfire.
Jesus fucking
right?
Christ.
But like here's the thing. This is the kind of people that are allowed these are the only people that are allowed to speak up about it. So they get Laura Loomer out in front of it. They get the fucking
Orlando Log Cabin Republicans.
Log Cabin Republicans, which
everyone I didn't know what that meant.
I still don't entirely know what it means.
Well, it just means it's a gay Republican organization.
Well, I know what that means. I know that's what. Where's
I don't
the
know why they're Log Cabin people, but I remember like on the show,
so Uncle Log's Cabin. There was
I got a little bit of dirt here.
Well, it's like
Uncle Zog's Cabin.
Is that what Zog Cabin Republicans?
That's better. Have we done that already?
No. That's a low-hanging fruit that we never grabbed before.
Gay conservatives will finally have an active Log Cabin Republican chapter in Orlando.
Finally! Just in time to fight against the genderqueer book.
Please, without you, it's funny enough.
Okay.
They'll finally have a Log Cabin Republican chapter in Orlando, according to an Eventbrite invite to a mixer this Saturday night. Hosted by the Orlando.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So basically, he was invited. He got an Eventbrite. Come to the butt-fucking Republican party.
I'll tell you what.
And this is news. This is actually news.
Thank fucking God. Because it's just in time to push back on the genderqueer book in schools. We needed the
give me the image, goddamn
cabin Republicans to do that.
I want the image. I don't want the fucking link.
I hate American politics.
Yeah.
Open image, new television.
If you want to advocate for anything.
Look at this graphic design. It's an equal sign with a star and a little housey thing over the top.
Yeah, listen.
That's a log cabin.
Is this a gay orgy? What is this?
Well, it includes libations, food, entertainment, and a grand time.
Is this at Bill's house?
Well, the attire, back in time. That's because time travel turns you gay. So to go to the log cabin.
Back in time this morning when you were showering and naked.
Back in time before you had fucking ass cancer and AIDS. It's like the adult diapers, they're back in charge, and like these guys are like, yeah, that's us.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. It's like no.
Believe.
You think you've
No, you thought that was about you, it's not.
You think you know the meaning
of the
adult diapers.
I was born in them.
you merely adopted the adult diapers.
You merely adopted the diaper.
I was born in it.
Molded.
You merely adopted the adult diapers.
I mean,
Brandon.
Fucking hate this.
The thing is,
everything.
Of course, the guy complaining about the genderqueer book in the next sentence celebrates the Log Cabin Republican chapter opening. That's how
he's
works.
He's a twink. He's a provocateur. He's like a little Milo.
Yes, exactly. Fucking right. That is exactly right. And that is exactly as soon as I saw. The meme that someone sent me, the message, not the meme, someone sent me a message that this guy was gay. I went like, of course he is.
There's your leader.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Because if you are going to protest anything, if you're going to be against critical race theory, you better be sure it's a nigger. If you're going to be against genderqueer books in school, yes, or an Asian woman. You better just make sure it's not a white person.
Asian woman is kind of the catch-all for everything.
Like, a petite will do as well, too. You could do
Asian ladies for, like, you know, like college admission stuff or CRT.
Yeah.
I mean, you just like in China.
The main thing is they're not white, right? The person can't be white. They can be Asian. They can be black. They could be petite, whatever. If you're going to talk about the genderqueer book that you want removed from the school, you better have it be a fucking faggot. The other thing is, you know what else it is? You know what else I thought about for a second? The very fact of how graphic and sexual that content in that book was, of course it was a faggot that was up there reading it. Because the other, frankly, the goy parents were probably too modest to do that.
So hold up here.
Like, think about it. No, but you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said?
No, I was reading.
I was saying that the fact that the content in that book was so pornographic and so gay, literally talking about fucking each other with strap-ons and how good it feels and how amazing it is and all that stuff, that's what they were talking about. I think a lot of the Gentile, probably Christian parents were just too modest to read that. Like, they themselves were embarrassed and didn't want to do it. So, of course, this, like, exhibitionist faggot is the one that does it. Yeah. Now, not that I would do it. Okay, just so you know. Like, I would get up there and I'd read every gruesome, disgusting, filthy line to these people, throw it in their face. But, like, a lot of people don't have that temperament.
But listen to this faggot. So, this is Jordan Toast. I put him... this really creepy looking homo. He's the president of the Orlando Log Cabin Republicans. This kind of material should not be available in educational space. Period. They're trying to indoctrinate our children before we have a chance to raise them. Your children? Don't have any fucking children.
Your children?
This is deeply disturbing, and every parent, teacher, and community member should be outraged. But you're not. What we are seeing is the indoctrination of our youth, the future of our country. Our school systems have an agenda
That is to desensitize them to perversion in order to manufacture social justice
warriors.
Well,
no, that's your fucking agenda.
Hey, you're a product of that.
We need to start raising our children again, not the establishment. What the fuck are you talking about, Faggot?
Is this guy? Is this a quote from someone else? Or is
no,
this
is this guy.
Dude.
I mean, unless I'm grossly missed. Like, here's a picture of him, Jordan Toews, president of the Orlando Law Cabin Republicans. Above it says, while the school board removed this this journalist from blah, 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 blah. And then it said, this doesn't sit well with Toast. And then the next thing is the quote.
Okay.
Which I can only imagine. I can't derive anything else from this other than being a quote from this guy.
Here's my question. Like, seriously. Like, are we not mixing people up? Now, I believe that guy is... Because that guy's blonde. Now, this guy dies.
No, this is the journalist. This is the leader of Law Cabin Republicans that's saying that.
All right, I got it. Okay, got it. That's what I wanted to make sure I didn't get. So they're both gay.
Yes. See, up above in the same orange text, he's quoting Toast. So I assume in the same orange text down below, he's quoting him saying that again. Our children. We need to raise our children. He's like, how about we just need you faggots away from... Like, why can't they send anybody but you to go take care of this issue?
Exactly. That was exactly my reaction when I saw this on Friday. I was like, of fucking course. Of course. Now, you could say, like, well, isn't it better that someone's doing it than not?
And no.
I can understand...
I'll say no.
I can understand that argument.
It's not better that you're looking to faggots for, like, moral guidance at all.
Yes, that's...
Because eventually, right, exactly. eventually just going to be regular faggots running the...
That's
making
where
moral
I was building. I was gonna
well, you need to build faster. And we need to take a break.
I need to place the blocks in Minecraft in the narrative.
Just
before we take a break, I want to remind everybody that me, my clown makeup and costume, I'm a more serious person than anyone
Absolutely.
In Republican conservative politics right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You should wear that and go to a meeting and read gay porn. I mean, wait a second.
Well,
I think everyone gets what I mean.
The Daily Sowa.
All right, that's finally over. I thought that would be good because it wasn't Trump shit, but I also hated that.
Oh, you don't want to deal with any more Trump shit?
No, what I about, mean my parody. Most
Patel
of my
Patriot. I mean, I think he's onto something here.
Tell Patriot, I wanted to talk a little bit about stuff.
I was doing self hate, but all right.
He's got this thing called the Red Pill News Podcast.
Well, now I really want to self. I want now. I want to do self harm. Now I know about Patriot.
Tell Patriot, like if you want, if you're having a bad day, like don't ever think about Patel.
I'm gonna click on this. Let's see if I make it. Jesus fucking Christ!
Look at this.
I mean, this is Amnet shit, right? Comfy Sunday with special guest Patel.
Oh, dude,
my monitor just turned black. Okay, Cash Patel is not the guest on this show. What? Red Pill News Podcast.
Yeah, this is
what's the
be...
Red Pill? Like, what's the Red
what's
Pill?
The Red Pill?
But check out the Fash Wave graphic, man.
Yeah, it's like they it just
check it out, dude. Based.
Never forget what they stole from you.
Yeah, right? That was aesthetics. Like, those aesthetics were great, and now they've been run into the fucking ground.
Why is Patel Patriot a thing? Like, who
Patel
allowed...
Patriot probably works with John Doyle.
I feel like I know these people.
Maybe. But,
isn't it?
I don't know, but let's just leave it.
That's
do you
that
want
guy.
To post them on the network?
No, we don't. If you
isn't,
think
that
you
that, isn't that guy who went to his place one time?
Let's to discuss
party?
It later.
Isn't that him?
I don't know, dude. No? I can't tell. All right. And if you think it is, you shouldn't post it.
I'm not going to post it. All right, I'm just obviously. Saying, like, that looks like that guy.
It might be. We'd have to talk about it later because I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Story.
Well, I will bet you Patel Patriot works with, I'm not sure, but I'm guessing that John Doyle, and then if you look, there's like all the other people involved in that group are like non-whites of some kind. Yeah. There's like an Asian kid, and there's like a black girl and who calls herself literally based biracial. She's like a mulatto and it's like based biracial. And then there's like Pajitan. You know
is
what's
that like
funny?
Is that the alternate title for Dune 2021?
Yeah. Oh, based and biracial. And the thing is, they're this young Republicans. It's sort of like they have to signal edgy. The TPUSA shit isn't going to work with people below a certain age, right? It's just not. Particularly people that are like in college now. Like you have to be doing the base comfy red pill shit. Like that's the shit that people want. Right, even though it's all like super commodified, and yeah, like, it was more authentic 5-6 years ago.
The red pill is this is just presentation.
It's like all the shit that was the thing that's so annoying. All the shit that was done and done authentically and grassroots became. And it was funny when I remember when we started, they accused us of like actually like commodifying some of this shit. And I was like, no, dude, this is a grassroots show. We're doing a grassroots thing. Now you have literally Jewish consultants came along. And like looked at that shit and they spat out
this.
Like,
hey, that's cool.
Yeah, they're like, this works. They didn't come up with any of it. They didn't come up with any of this shit.
Let's take
and
this
they
away
just
from
ripped it, and they gave it to non-whites. And that whole there's the Renfluencer, like the America First Renfluencers. Then there's this other group of Renfluencers, although they're not really Renfluencers because they're not trying to trick. They're not thinking that they're getting one past anybody. They're just like doing. They're just like Jewish consultants have just spat them out, right? And that's like the John Doyle types, and everyone else in that is non-white. And there's a heavy amount of Pajits. They're putting Pajits in top positions in all these like young Republican groups and young right wing like red pill groups and shit. And I highly doubt that the actual membership of these groups is that like they're again like everything. You cannot have a white person out in front of anything. You can't. You just can't.
Oh jeez.
So, yeah, it's just. I mean, they really are prepping this country just to not be white anymore. They're gonna start. Jews are like, we're just gonna like be the change we want to see. We're just gonna live our best life, live the world we want to see. We're like all the influencers on both sides of the political spectrum are just not white. And then the white people are just like an annoying. They're just like an annoying remnant leftover that we just don't listen to. And, you know, behind the scenes we'll have the FBI go after them and shit like that. But like,
I wanted to hammer on something really fast.
Yeah.
So people will tell you that there's an anti-Semitic conspiracy. The Jews control America. Just show them that Trump video and ask them to explain it. The burden of proof is on them.
Who says the Jews control?
Well, Donald Trump just said it.
Donald Trump literally just said it.
I mean, does anyone say that besides us?
Well, Donald Trump said it.
Okay. Well, Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said he was
the head honcho of America.
No, but it doesn't matter. He still said it, right?
Right. Well, he's
not some wing nut. He was in charge.
Well, he was lamenting that they don't control us anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least not Congress.
That's what I'm saying. Like the thing that was so insidious about what Trump was doing is he was appealing to the people obviously that listened to him and voted for him. Overwhelmingly white, the same kinds of people that say whites are under attack in America, and he takes that sentiment, he gives them their boogie people of Omar and AOC, and then he redirects it so that you're supposed to be mad about Israel. It's literally trying to get the very people that Jews are like destroying and get them to be like somehow like advocating for Jews, not themselves, like taking your anger over your own displacement and redirecting it to Israel. Now, I don't think that's one's going to work, but like it's. I mean, it will with some really dumb people, but it seems like even these people are smarter enough than that.
I want to see the copes. I want to see the rationalizations. How do you watch this video and then just not agree with anti-Semites?
Well, I don't know that. I feel like when it's really bad, they just don't do copes. They just the cope is to ignore.
Yeah, this is just the.
This is. I imagine this is just we're not in like ignore covered territory here. Like we're not in cope territory.
Like, when you have a U.S. president saying that Jews control Congress and they should control Congress, where do you go?
Yeah.
This is in Haaretz. During his tenure as president, Trump often accused progressive critics of Israel of being anti-Semitic. Where did he learn to do that? He also charged American Jews who vote for Democrats of subsequently either lacking knowledge or being disloyal, drawing sharp criticism for provoking the anti-Semitic canard of dual loyalty. So that's the issue they find with it.
The canard that they're being disloyal, but it's to Israel. They're not loyal enough to Israel.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't tell who they're lamenting here. Like the dual loyalty. Like, well, he's asking for more dual loyalty, loyal to him and loyal to, and they're not like they're not doing it.
Well, here's what's going on.
It's wild.
Here's what's going on. So Haaretz, this is in Haaretz. We're reading from a Haaretz article.
Yeah.
Haaretz is not really read by people in Israel because you don't need to say these
really
kinds
read?
Of things.
Is this a popular website?
It's not that
What's
well
their
read.
Alexa ranking?
Well, I'll explain it to you.
You're talking about a similar web.
That kind of shit, that's not something that a Jew in Israel needs to read.
No.
What does a Jew in Israel, first of all, they love Trump in Israel. So that's not even it's not something they need to read. It's not going to be a popular message. So why have it? It's not for Israelis. Haaretz is for Americans. And it's not even just for American Jews. It's for American libtards. It's actually so that American libtards can look at Israel and say, oh, look, this is a society like ours.
So I guess if this is
there are Jews just like me. And then because Donald Trump is so pro-Israel, remember, when Donald Trump goes out, and he goes like super pro-Israel, that's a problem somewhat for Jews because libtards hate everything Donald Trump does. Like instinctively and reactively, if he's for it, like they're going to be against it. It puts a certain tinge on it where it's very low status. They're still trying to overcome this idea.
But this article, you could almost, if you're one of these libtard or libtard Jews in this country, you could almost try to pretend to yourself that this proves that Donald Trump is only not being anti-Semitic for votes, and he's just mad that he didn't get the votes, right? Like,
right.
Because he's saying, I did all these things for Israel,
right.
and I still didn't, I only got 25% of the Jewish vote. So basically it's like, what do you mean? So this to you, this means that if he had a second term, this means he would like nuke Israel?
Right.
Or he would make the Holocaust real because him and his Jewish son-in-law
are actually percentage of the Jewish money did you get?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just trying to get it. I'm just trying to get a beat on like what the purpose.
Well,
of
I'm trying to explain it. The purpose of it is
said that they were in control of Congress. How does that fit into the equation?
The whole thing.
The purpose of it is that this is for libtards to see and see extremely philo-Semitic and Israel obsequiousness by Trump, and have it still be anti-Semitic.
Well, yeah.
So libtards can, yeah, obviously, so they're teasing out.
I love I love how they could have hoisted multiple canards. And look at the canard.
This is the canard of all the canards. Remember, you chose this one.
Well, remember, why do they need to think about it? Why do they need to do this? Because Trump is hated by libtards. So if he's super philo-Semitic and pro-Israel, that is going to put a certain paint job on those views for libtards, in theory, because they very much hate Donald Trump and they're very reactive against him. So Jews are like, they're getting at, no. He's really an anti-Semite, libtards. Don't think that, like, he's really anti-Semitic. These are really anti-Semitic things he said. And it also keeps people, like, on page, because remember, like, he said things that are true, and they're also kissing Israel's ass, but they're not on script. Right? He went off script. Like, you're not supposed to say some of this stuff, right? So for Haaretz, they're like, okay, the emergency here now is, like, we got to make sure libtards don't see this and, like, react in the wrong way towards Israel or towards, like, philo-Semitism. You know, don't get the wrong idea because Trump likes it. It's low status. We have to make sure that, you know, he's anti-Semitic. Remember, it's still high status to love Jews, libtards. Remember that. That's what I see is going on here, at least one of the many things that is going on. I mean, there's a lot going on.
You just can't love them the way this guy does.
Yeah. Well, but that's the other thing. Remember, for Jews, loving them is just like shutting up and doing whatever they say. It's not, you never like insert your own way, because this is a thing that people do a lot. Like, people think that Jews are like other people and they just like to be praised and like to be liked. But no, like, you have to do it in exactly the right way. And usually that right way is either literally just aping what they're saying directly or saying fucking nothing and just doing what they say. Because you can't, if you were to go out and be like, Jews are the best. I love them. They're so great. Now, please, someone's going to isolate this fine. Like, going out and saying that, or just like in a way that really calls attention to them, they don't like that either. Right? Remember, they fear, they're vampires. They fear daylight. Right? So Trump kind of like moved. And now here's what the Renfluencer cope would be. Trump is like still, he's like jamming them up. He's still like making liberal Jews mad. Okay, so that's also a cope that's offered by this Haaretz article. There's like a sub cope. There's like the libtard cope, and then there's like the sub cope for Renfluencers, which is like the libtards are still mad about what he said.
Yeah.
Right? So look, he's still owning Jews somehow. You know, it's
the only article on this is in Haaretz.
Yeah. Because that's the only place where it needs to go.
Imagine, this is a really low-hanging piece of fruit.
Why is it not like Daily Wire?
Imagine if he said the same shit about Russia.
What, Daily Paper? What was that? What's that shitty one called? The Daily Wire wannabe that the Ren Fair set up?
Caller? The Daily... Oh, what the fuck is that one? National File.
National File, I'm sorry.
Yeah. National File of Semite.
That is the show title.
But wait, dude.
I don't know.
We've been using that joke forever.
I've never heard that before. National File of Semites?
We've been saying that.
What have you been saying it in private to someone else? I've
been saying that for a while, too, dude.
Why have I never?
We've all been saying that for a long time.
Fine. Fine, forget it.
I think you might have said it once. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. Anyway. I also did the Seeing Kyle song, and I don't remember that either.
Yeah, I think, you might have said it, and you
brain
just
damage.
Don't fucking remember. There's going to be an autistic that listener that's going to tell you when, too.
People tell me, like, oh, Sven, on Friday, you said, I'm just like, I did?
Yeah, I have no idea what I said day to day.
Well, we did the Dwarves on Friday. We did the Munchkins.
Yes.
You need to get your paywall if you want to hear that, because that show was fucking tits
gold.
McGee.
It was a gold show. Get your paywalls in.
Get the paywalls and go watch
If some
that.
Of you guys, if you've been slacking for a
watch
couple months,
background.
It's all right. We're not mad, but get your paywalls back.
Or if you're just dropping by here and you're getting these shows on Mondays.
It's worth
and
just the $10.
On Mondays and Wednesdays, if you're dropping by and getting these free shows, there's a show Friday, and there's other content. There's
and if you like
Mike Tuesdays. There's call-in show Thursday night, and it's $10 a month, something like that. It's between
something
10 and 15,
that.
Depending on what you... How you pay and what you use, but you go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, and you can do money orders. You can do e-checks. You can do cryptocurrency, which is the best, but you can't use credit cards because...
Because of Jews.
We can't do credit cards because we're irrelevant, and we have nothing to say that's actually a political threat to anyone in power.
Right.
That's why there's not a single bank in the United States that will let us take your
credit card. That's
why
we're the only people they won't fucking do.
This is the why.
But, like, also... if you like the free shows, and I know you do because you listen to them in mass, huge numbers, they don't come out of nowhere. We don't just, well, no, we do kind of just pull them out of our ass, but.
But we're good at it.
Those asses.
Yeah, we pull them out of our asses.
Other kind
our
of
asses
work.
Are awesome.
Yes. And they'd have to be doing like other kinds of work if we weren't able to do this, you know, as much time as we do spend. We do every day.
You know what else we don't ever talk about?
What's that?
You can also send silly things to our P.O. Box. The P.O. Box you use to mail in a money order is a P.O. Box 100.
Silly things like Krugerrands.
Greeley, Pennsylvania. Krugerrand. P.O. Box 100, Greeley, Pennsylvania, 18425. It's on the post. We always put the button. Speaking of which,
fucking white
mail.
Somebody mailed us a big box of silly shit. Also, last week somebody mailed in like those Halloween themed Oreos. I haven't eaten them all. I'm gonna stop eating them now because I actually did a bunch of burpees this morning. Can you believe that? Okay. I did burpees. I didn't want to actually do squats yet. I want to ease back into work. I haven't worked out since August because that was when I got sick.
Yeah,
but I realized that like life can't go on like this. I can't be wearing these. Soon I'll be filling up these extra large flannels.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't want to be filling them up. I want these to look ridiculous by like February.
With other than because of the pattern.
Right, I want them to be like so baggy that. So we got this letter. Howdy guys.
Howdy.
Thank you. I sincerely appreciate all the denials, the parodies and the original tunes, and most of all, the direct and sugar-free logic. I'm convinced that I will never get enough. Thank you for the help getting me off the pot. He means marijuana, not the toilet.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's not a bathroom code. Oh, he just made the same joke. I mean the weeds, the marijuana.
I thought about the Nine Inch Nails. There's a Tool song called The Pot.
The Pot. All right, well, I hate that song.
But that's not what he's going to be talking about.
The Pot, it's like the worst. Just because what it's about. He's pretending like someone is going to give him crap for like smoking weed in America in 20, whatever year that was. Like, shut the fuck up.
But it's also...
No one's impressed that you smoke weed.
Gay.
Yeah. Smoking weed is just really low status.
I genuinely attribute that success to TRS. There is power in them bands. Well, you have to take a little credit, too. You're the one that got off of it. I have two things to offer, a meme and gifts. One will be better than the other, for sure. First, the meme. I think the death panel represents the mind, body, and soul triumvirate. In this meme, Alex is the body. Sven is the soul. Moik is the mind. As the body, Alex insinuates an ethic and drive necessary for physical achievement. He's the quiet voice that pushes one forward, and I would say, like, to wear Lycra. As the soul, Sven creates the anthems. A raw vigor, vigor, and cadence that commands the attention of all who hear him. As the mind, well, we don't need to read about Mike, do we? Moving forward. Second, the gift. Now, as the mind, Mike perfects the philosophy. He gives weight and meaning to the message, an articulate way for all of us to apply ourselves. All right, so now he gets on to the gifts. I got to do this.
A gift.
The gift. I mean, that was really nice sentiments, but it wasn't really funny. But it was very nice. Thank you.
Oh, it was very powerful. It was powerful. Where did these go? I'm missing one of the gifts. Oh, here it is. He sent these are going to key out. He sent a vacuum-packed package of new quartz for jazz hands. I don't know why.
That's worth like $7,000.
Why? Is this...
Have you seen cigarette prices, dude?
Oh, all right. Is there something special about Newports? Oh, do they outlaw menthol cigarettes? Is this contraband? So you can't get this anymore? Is that true? Jamie's nodding. So these are, wow.
But they're grandfathered in.
I hope I don't get in trouble.
But it's just a box. There's nothing in there.
It's like a novelty. Somebody just mailed it to
us. But the box isn't illegal. It's just a box. There's nothing in there.
What's in the box?
Right.
Let's see. I heard he loves that shit. There's a gift for Stryker that I won't say out loud. For Sven, I said, in the Song of the South, someone with more agency beat me to it, so you get Alex's Leftovers, like the DVD. And a movie called Champagne and Bullets of Red Letter Media fame, Get Even, warning lots of tits.
Okay.
And the Six String Samurai, because it just seems to fit. So these are all like... Champagne and Bullets. These were movies or something. Mm. Surf 2, I believe. This is for Alex. Yes, Alex.
Let me see
Commando
that.
Ninja.
Let me see that real quick.
Pandemonium and Surf 2.
I mean,
oh.
All right. Oh, there's Six String. Oh, man,
Commando Ninja.
How many discs are in Six String, Saturn?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow, look at this thing. I don't have to actually watch that. That's a cool package. Yeah, there's Commando Ninja. We're getting like all kinds of best of the worst material here from this guy. And here we go. Finally, Mike.
I send a pyromaniacs du jour. So everything he sent you is intent to be burned.
Oh, good.
So, like, you don't get any gifts that are actually thoughtful.
I don't want to keep. Actually, well, that's because no one knows what to get me.
Like, you get this nice pair of pit vipers.
What?
This Nick, he sent you pit vipers.
I'll just keep them.
A pair of brand. No, they're anti-white and they're a bunch of fags.
Plus, these are kind of ugly.
They took down something they were doing because they were getting like anti-Semitic and racist comments. Like, we're not about that life. So a pair of brand new pit vipers. Do as thou shall see fit. A copy of German words. Sitzen Gracious Moral History of World Wars by your boy Magnus Hirschfeld.
Oh God.
And a copy of Manstein, his campaigns and his trials by
Artie Fajette.
These are
like really ugly ones too.
Maybe don't burn
it's
that
actually
one.
Actually, kind of look cool, but whatever. They gotta go.
Yes, yeah, so you get this here.
Yeah, as you say, it's that.
He sent you a Magnus Hirschfeld book. I could have swore these all. I didn't know any of these made it out.
I thought these all.
I didn't know that these were fucking not burned.
God. Yeah, this one will be burned.
Well, he was saying maybe not. This might be like worth something. I don't know. He says, love you guys.
It's worth a lot to my fire pit because you know what?
It's worth a lot to my fire pit.
Because you know what? Like, I hope it's worth something. I hope that there's some fucking kike or faggot out there that wants this. And they're going to watch it be consumed by flames in my fucking fire pit. That's what's going to happen.
Nice.
I hope you want it. I hope it's worth something.
Powerful.
So it's getting burned.
So he says, love you guys. Hail TRS. Hail NJP. Hail Les. I mean, God, it was going so well.
Yeah, you had me.
Hail Victory. And he says the album.
Hail Les as soon as I sign up for a paywall.
He threw in, yeah, right. He threw in an album at the end there. Well, what am I? I'm running over a pack of peanuts
over
in my chair.
Pop paper, yeah. Dude, that is like that sounds
satisfying.
So soothing.
So this is a crazy record he sent me. Black Mountain Transmitter, Black Goat of the Woods. I've never heard of these band before, but it's on Occult Research Group. I guess that's the record company. I'm excited to check that out. But yeah. So thank you, Paychad. That's who it's from. It's from a Paychad.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to burn this. It's all plastic.
I hope that there's not like his renewal sub somewhere in that box because it's so filled with stuff, but I did not come across it. But I'll look again before I throw out the box.
Yeah, I don't want to burn this because it's like dangerous to burn this much plastic.
Oh, stop it.
We'll figure something out.
What are you? What are you at the Kyoto Accords?
Just be like my neighbors.
What are you fucking?
Yeah, just burn tires. And
what are you, Paris?
What am I in the Paris Accords?
Fucking smog rolling out of the fire pit.
It's just burning plastic. It's just biodiesel or something, isn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Well, this guy's looking based.
Based.
Very based.
So, yeah. So
this is probably interesting.
Wasn't just like, this is like a Jewish fucking look at the World Wars.
Well, it's about the trial of this Nazi.
Oh, I'm thinking of I'm thinking of Magnus's book there. The Moral History.
Oh, yeah.
Of the
no,
World
that
War.
That is in German. I can't read that.
Oh, was it? It's not translated? Oh.
Yeah. I think it's in German. I mean, the title is. Yeah.
All right. So what are we going to do now? On that Haaretz article, there was a link to, of course, the headline on.
Oh, they're.
Because since they're kvetching about Trump, they throw this in here. Eric Zemmour isn't France's Donald Trump. He's far worse. It's like keeping the fucking French baguette kosher sandwich going.
Yeah.
Make sure you also are. I mean, look at this fucking guy.
I don't see how I could ever. He actually looks. You know what's funny? He looks like the other Jew. He looks like Henri Lévy.
He's practically rubbing his hands together. I mean, you're supposed to fall for that.
Wait. Jewish heir to a particularly vicious French brand of anti-Semitic national. What?
He's a Jew.
What?
See, this didn't work. Yeah, like, someone was telling me he's a Jew. They can't call him a Nazi anti-Semite. They just did. They just called him the heir to an anti-Semitic nationalism.
Yeah. Yeah. They can do whatever they want.
Like,
they
just
invoked an anti-Semitic canard by saying that that Jew has dual loyalties.
And unfortunately, calling him anti-Semitic, they made the trap even deeper for people who believe in this idiot. It's like, oh my God.
Well, here's the funny
thing.
Haaretz
did condemn him. He must really be on our side as white Frenchmen.
Here's the funny thing. So,
is it really going to be funny?
No. Yeah, it's going to be so. Sort of.
Here's the depressing.
Here's the interesting twist. So you got the idea of a Gentile saying Jews should be like loyal to me because I'm good to Jews, or loyal to Israel by you know, his definition of loyalty to Israel or whatever, right? And that's bad because it's saying that Jews should have to be, that's anti-Semitic, because it's saying that Jews, by being Jewish, should have certain views or loyalties or something like that. I'm like, right, what is the accusation of anti-Semitism then? Other than saying you should be loyal to something. Like, if you're going to go ahead and call Eric Zemmour anti-Semitic, I mean, it's fucking retarded, but you are then saying Jews should be loyal to certain types of structures or things. Like, you saying someone's a self-hating Jew, saying someone is anti-Semitic at all, is it? Look, and if you can't say it about Jews, you're saying I should be loyal to it? Why? So it's really, there's all kinds of like logical, like just like fundamentally logical problems with everything Jews say. And the reason is because they just want to have, you know, their matzah and eat it too. Like they want to have the thing for themselves and that you don't have it. And because of that, all of their political shit is riddled with fucking contradictions and problems. And they just count on the fact that you won't say it. And they count on that by using their money and their power and this idea of some kind of moral force that they have, some like moral high ground. Imagine thinking that Jews have a moral high ground. Now, before World War II, if you said that, even to people that were like pro-Jewish, everybody would laugh at the idea that Jews occupied some kind of moral high ground. It wasn't like nobody thought that. The Holocaust really granted them a lot more narratively than you might actually guess, because if you go back to people would just banter about Jews like it was, even if they didn't hate them or didn't even care about them very much, they just banter about them. Now that's like a deep sin to even tell a mild joke about a Jew being cheap, you know. But don't read the comments during the show. This is a bad idea. But I want to talk a little bit about
I'm just bad.
Kyle Rittenhouse's trial starts today too.
Oh, really? So I have a big rundown of what's going on in Charlottesville.
So, yeah,
today,
I want to talk about Charlottesville. I want to talk a little bit about Friday. I don't know what's going on today, but Friday seemed interesting. Cantwell is like the Perry. He's like Perry Mason of this. He's like the Perry Cantwell. Mm-hmm. He's doing pretty well, apparently, in court, like cross-examining these people. So he got this girl. What was her name? She's a Hispanic activist. With some like People Without Borders type thing. It's like something in Spanish. Under cross-examination, he asked her, like, or was that might have been someone's lawyer. It might have been Kessler's lawyer. I don't know. Someone said, like, how are you injured? How did Jason Kessler injure you? And this girl says, like, he gave speeches and stuff. It's like, all right, that's well, convincing. So like, okay, I mean, that's your answer. Fine. Like, we'll work that. Good. I like that answer.
I mean, I understand. A Jason Kessler speech is not for everybody, but...
Yeah, I can actually... I can kind of get it, but no, I'm joking. But, like, no, it's like you can't claim damages from somebody saying something, particularly when he wasn't... You can't point to any of Kessler's speeches that he's given and show him directly even mentioning you, attacking you, calling for a harm against you, or even doing anything that hurts you. So him giving a speech, you'd have to tell me which one, and you have to tell me what he said, and you have to make a direct allegation how that harmed you and show that you were actually harmed by it. You can't do any of that shit. And also, that's not even the fucking legal theory of the case, you stupid fucking mistinks. Like, fucking Roberta Kaplan is probably pulling her, like, assuming that's her real hair, it's probably not, but like, maybe it is. I picture her actually being bald. Like, that's just like, she's just like an Uncle Fester looking Jewess with like a blonde wig.
Yeah, she's a picture being bald with like ulcers and wrinkles and just all kinds of shit, like oozing separated sores everywhere.
It would be
everywhere.
Great just... to like sneak somehow into court.
So she's the, you take it off, take off the wig, she's the Baron Har Kaplan.
Baron Har Kaplan, that's very good. There you go. Thank you. It would be great to somehow introduce into court like attacks on her. Like, I don't know, they might stop you. I was thinking, like, what if I was still in the case? What would be my opening statement? And I was like kind of walking around my room, like even just doing it.
We know what started. Here's the thing.
I mean, all right, listen.
This is my thing.
All right, listen. It's my thing. I just want you to listen to it for a second. Think about it. It's up to you, but think about it. This fucking kike. No. But what I would say, I would love to introduce like suit. Stuff about her. Like, I would love to attack her. Because apparently all she did in her opening statement was personally attack the defendant. So I'd be like, well, I'm just going to attack you. Because it's really you. None of these other people, they don't fucking matter. No one even knows who the fuck they are. These plaintiffs. It's about you, Roberta. And you said, you know, I don't know how much they would start objecting to this stuff, me introducing shit that's like not in the... That's where court is confusing. Because you think you've got something like ironclad. Like today, or on Friday, Karen Dunn, who is Roberta Kaplan's co-counsel, was saying the Antifa like, weren't armed at Charlottesville. Now, we have a ton of fucking photographs to prove otherwise.
Right.
Like you know, Dwayne Dixon, among others,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so like my thing is like, all right, well, you bring that in. You're like, here's Dwayne Dixon sitting there with his AR-15 and him and his buddy with their AR-15s at Charlottesville. The court would be like, well, that's not stipulated. Like, what does that mean? Well, you don't. That's not proved that that's at Charlottesville. That's not proved that's at Charlottesville on that day. So you'd have to prove all of those things first. Then you can introduce it into evidence. Then you can use it in your questioning. So if you were like cross-examining somebody that said that, or you could actually just tell the jury, Ms. Dunn has said this. That's not true. We've got this evidence here that shows they were armed, and this has been accepted by the court as evidence that stipulated evidence, meaning it says it is what it is, and it shows what it shows. Like, these are photographs. They are of Antifa. They are from Charlottesville. They are from August 12th, 2017. They are there at the protest. That's like that's actually harder than you think. That's what's so fucking annoying about court. Of course, these Jews have the power to do that and the ability to do that with everything about us. But I would say this, you know, the other thing is I was trying to introduce Antifa statements about what they did, right? Things that they said that they did that day, all of which say we did violence, we shut it down. I was trying to do the groundwork to get those statements introduced into evidence in the court. And that's probably another reason they kicked me out, because otherwise,
no, they kicked you out because you're a Fed.
Otherwise, you can't, because you'd have to be able to bring that to bear, because otherwise you can't just say like, here's this "it's going down" article, because they'll just be like, objection, that's not admissible. And then the judge would be like, that's correct, it's not admissible because it's just an article, like you don't know anything about it, right? Anyway, that aside, Cantwell got this girl to say like, speeches and stuff. But it's also, I love this, like, the protesters weren't armed. And this girl directly lied. She perjured herself. She said she didn't go there to confront white supremacists. She said she just happened to be there at the intersection blocking traffic. Just happened to be there with a bunch of, you know, students and moms. There's a bunch of students and moms. It's a bunch of students and moms. And I was just happened to be there. I wasn't there to block traffic. I wasn't even part of a protest. I was just walking from A to B, and this was just in the way. And I just got caught up in it. That was what she was trying to say. All of that is fucking lies. Stryker has an article where he was showing that this woman, her fucking organization, trains people on how to block traffic as part of protests.
Can we get that stipulated at all?
Not all. Right. That's the thing. I think Trey might mention one of his articles too, but yeah. Oh, she's...
Is this one of those things I can infer that, like, you know, nobody else is going to enter in and, like, you were working on that? Remember, I mean, you're out of the case because you're a Fed, not because you're...
Yeah, okay, thanks for blowing my cover.
Yeah.
Okay, Natalie Romero was this woman's name, and she is from something called Movimiento Cosecca, which is, like, Movement Cosecca. I don't know. It basically advocates for illegal immigrants. Sure. She said she has terrifying nightmares about the chant, "You'll not replace us," which is notable. As she advocates, this is from Trey's article, which is notable, as she advocates for more illegal immigration and white replacement. Her testimony was very theatrical and designed to be emotional, but said nothing establishing a conspiracy among defendants. I just heard loudness, almost like thunder. Oh, God! Like the earth was growling. That's what she's talking about at the torchlit march. So here's the funny thing. Then apparently one of the attorneys said, well, if you were so upset by the torchlit march, why did you go the next day? Why'd you show up again the next day? And, yeah, well, because, and then, no, the problem is The problem is, like, these people also all put out propaganda saying, like, we were there to confront fascism. And I'm like, I would ask them, like, why?
You showed up the next day because there was a turf war between your gang and theirs.
Right. Basically, that's how you saw it. So my thing would be like, all right, why didn't you just let them have their rally peacefully? That would be, like, the killer question. I would actually...
You would have lost face. That's why.
Well, I would actually, if I were a defendant... cross-examining some of these witnesses, that's a question I would ask. You said you went there to confront fascism.
Spencer owned a guy today on shit like that a little bit.
Why not just let them have their say? Like, why not just, like, let the First Amendment work?
Because they would rather resort to violence in order to not lose face and be seen to take another loss like they did on the West Coast prior to Charlottesville.
Which we didn't know was such a big deal to them, but the fucking feds knew it. Because they were actually looking in on them, but they didn't. Of course, they made nothing actionable about it. So when the feds say they don't look at Antifa, they're actually lying. They just don't prosecute them. They do
Antifa,
look at
Antifa. They're a fucking criminal gang, and they lost face at the Battle of Berkeley. That's the whole reason why they were so violent at Charlottesville. They needed to get that clout back.
It's also not true that feds aren't like keeping an eye
about this.
They are. Yeah, that was the only place we knew about this. I would have cross-examined that. I would have tried to get that guy to come and testify.
So
I would have subpoenaed him.
I have a good play-by-play.
If I was in,
I have a good play-by-play of Spencer cross-examining some nigger this afternoon, or maybe
this
morning.
Is the Black Lives Matter.
I'm sorry, this is this morning.
Here's the other thing, real quick before we do it. All of the defendants are professional activists in something.
Right.
This woman, this girl from Friday, is from Movimento, some fucking mistakes thing. The kid today, this black kid today, is a Black Lives Matter organizer at UVA.
Right.
So, here.
Spencer's cross-examining. He's asking about the political thought program he was in, what authors he was passionate about. The nigger says, Abu, or some Nigerian Ooga Booga writer, Isaiah Berlin, drilling down to his membership on the Black Student Alliance. Is the Black Alliance a celebration of black identity? Yes. Is there a white student alliance? Not to my knowledge,
nigga.
What are the politics of the BSA? Making UVA a better place, increasing the number of black students at the university. Multiple times during your testimony, you described the rally as gross. This is Spencer. You described the rally as gross. Why would you go somewhere gross?
I mean...
what was the other guy just thunderstruck?
I don't have any. There's just LOLs in the chat. They're pressing one because they can hear. Spencer's offering to help the Negro read. The Negro first allows them to...
Wait. He offered to help him read?
Yes, they're like reading something. I don't know.
Oh, and he couldn't read well. I guess not. So... He's a fucking stupid.
Here, let me help you with that.
That's pretty funny. That's actually funny. Asking a black person to read something is
He's
a
making
good
him
tactic.
Read the BSA comedy gobbledygook. Spencer's asking if there's white supremacy at UVA. He says it's complicated and UVA struggles with its past.
Asking him to read that would take some. There would have had to have been some legal wrangling ahead of time to get to for him to be allowed to do that, because they could object to that, and there must have been some kind of maneuvers made so that was something he's allowed to do. Asking him to read that shit because
no one noted any objections. That's good. Again, like no one can record
no,
this
saying,
or
however they got that in. That's good. That means
I think it's legal to live blog it in a group chat, right?
Oh, yeah, it's legal to live blog.
It's legal
yeah,
for me to reread
somebody else's live blog.
Spencer's asking if the fact that the Unite the Right rally wasn't a student event affected the Negro's decision making. Spencer,
that's an odd line.
Spencer would save a lot of time. Oh, shit! Now people. Okay. Who could you have marshaled to attend your counter protest? Smart question. Trying to get to the people behind. Moon allows the question, but then orders a recess. So they're going to recess, and they come back. I can't find it. There was something.
Was
so
that
funny.
A recess that was like? Well, here's
it was
the
just.
Question.
It was just a recess.
Were they like
just
a recess, or were they conferencing? Or
I think it was just a recess.
Just a rest. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So they did object to the question.
Yeah, but he allowed it.
Ha!
There's no leader, there's no master plan, but everyone knew to go to Jefferson's statue.
Oh! Wait,
well, no leader, no master plan is in quotes, and I think our live blogger is like, oh, but everybody knew where to go.
Spencer says... There's no leader, there's no master plan. But yet you all were organized there, right? Was there a conspiracy?
So, somewhere in this cross-examination, and I must have scrolled by it, this black guy, this Blake,
He says he's concerned about being doxxed. Like, one of the things that he accused, like, Unite the Right would do would be, like, dox these students or whatever.
Why don't you just stay home?
Well, that's what he says. Spencer, is attending a counter-protest a good way of avoiding doxing?
Right, like, you went, this idea that you're afraid, this is what's such bullshit about the fact that this guy can be, I think this guy is named. But here's the thing, like, you went there
to
a public event. If you're really fucking scared of white supremacists, you wouldn't.
This is going over to Molly Conger. Spencer asked Devin to elaborate on what doxing is, which he previously testified was what he was anxious would happen to him after the torch rally. Is attending a counter-protest a good way of avoiding doxing, Spencer asked.
That's a good question.
Mm.
That's a funny thing, though.
I'm looking for... no one's putting the blacks. I guess the black scissors are stupid enough. You don't need to type them. What?
Well, you can't really put the screws to them because it's like they don't necessarily know like what the hell they're supposed to say, right? Like,
right.
And the other thing is, remember, like when you do court, like you don't have to tell.
Spencer asked the Negro if he saw any fisticuffs.
Justinia.
That's good because he probably doesn't know what that means. He'd be like fighting.
Ask him, what does shut it down mean? You wanted the racist police to shut down Unite the Right? You didn't want the police to back down. You wanted them to be tough on people. I see. Now Moon is shutting down Kaplan. I guess Kaplan doesn't like that.
Richard, no, she doesn't.
Richard is smug. Pepe.jpg. Perfect smug fucking Richard moment.
You shouldn't be smug.
Well, I mean,
the problem
this is our live blogger.
Okay,
assuming
okay.
He's being.
Like, remember,
there's no camera feed.
I'm saying though, Richard should absolutely not.
No, Richard said, "Perfect, Richard, smug."
Moment. He should not do that because that will make people like want to vote against him just because they can't stand the Richard smug.
Well, I don't know. It's like, who do you dislike more, him or this fucking greasy?
Well,
type?
At that point, you have to just go to the facts. Mm.
So then we go back to Molly Conger screenshot. Devin said he didn't want to bail on what he said he would do. He had a responsibility as an organizer of the permitted community safe space to set up.
An organizer of what?
I don't know. Shut it down, don't back down, Spencer says, citing a chant from that day. He asked Devin what shut it down means. Devin says it would have been appropriate for the police to shut down the rally. You wanted the racist police to shut down the Unite the Right rally. That's something that 18-year-old Devin thought should be happening, Devin says, of his belief the organizers had shown their violent intentions and the police should have stopped the rally. Spencer keeps derisively quoting Devin's earlier statement about how they were licking their wounds after being beaten by the tiki torches, throwing those words back at him and smugly asking why he wanted to go back out there. Spencer is now asking for a full breakdown of what the people united can never be divided means. He's playing dumb and trying to trip up the... It's like, no, he's trying to make you...
Not
like,
playing dumb. He knows
that like the actual meaning of all these statements are very damaging to your case. He's not playing dumb. He's playing smart. Maybe Molly is dumb.
Molly Conger's dumb.
Okay. Plaintiff's object. Moon says he was telling us if he was telling a slogan, he can tell what he meant.
Also, when you ask a fucking question,
you hear that? They objected to him asking Devin.
That's
to
good. That's good.
Yeah, and Moon's right, like, I'm just going to tell you.
But here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask a question in court, you're not playing dumb. You're like. It's not because...
No, you're letting this out.
I personally would like to know the answer to this. That's not why you're... like, you have to be really dumb to pretend that you're playing dumb. Like, he's not playing dumb. He's playing asking hard questions of a person who's obviously fucking conflicted.
This stuff gets really good. So the what was the slogan?
I gotta give Richard
credit. The people united can never be divided, and Devin explains that means to him, people are better versions of themselves. They're stronger when they are together as a community.
Like, Unite the Right.
A lot of people who are white nationalists are not in community with the people who are not white nationalists.
Right.
Devin offers carefully.
Are you in community?
Devin offers carefully to a question from Richard Spencer about whether white nationalists are dividing the community. I think a lot of people would describe white nationalists as divisive. Are white nationalists part of the community, Spencer asks. Devin says they are part of some communities. There is no the community. Who's playing dumb now?
Oh.
I think it's just a semantics thing, Devin says, trying to explain. No, the people united no, whenever divided.
Here's the thing. You're fighting on behalf of a community, but the community doesn't exist as a thing. It's a realization.
No, because he can't tell the truth. Which is he's in a community antagonistic to our community.
Listen to poor Molly. Spencer is confused by Devin's passionate response about the value of community. Again, he's playing dumb. And then she tries to do an own, but he's also never experienced the feeling being described.
No, that's not true. Like, that's the thing. Like, the truth is, and what this black is actually apparently smart enough to try and avoid saying, is that you're just in a community that's antagonistic to our community. We're both part of a community. We both believe that our communities united stand stronger, and we both are antagonistic to each other. That's just the truth. Okay? That's the fucking reality of it. Difference is that, like, your community has all the support of financial Jewish power.
I don't know why. I don't know what the input. I don't know what started this exchange. But Devin says no one is required to listen to hate speech. Spencer says it back to
him. Okay, go somewhere else.
Fine, you go home.
Spencer says it back to him pensively and asks what the response is if someone is engaging in hate speech.
That's good.
And then that was it.
So if someone's engaging in hate speech, what do you do?
Next out of the fucking docket. Time for my cross fucking examination.
All right, let me
I'm not gonna cross examine you. I'm gonna fucking burn a cross and examine you in front of that. How do you like that, nigger?
A burning cross examination, nigga. How do you like that? Listen, Richard. How about you shut the fuck up and let me add this fucking nigger?
I would never be in a fucking community with you because I don't want to be
now
fucking.
We're doing like Boston Cantwell. Now I'm like,
no, maybe you fucking are. I don't. I'm on point here.
I try to do Ben Shapiro. I do Cantwell. I try to do Cantwell. I do a Boston accent.
Hey, kid.
Hey, listen up. What is what does shut it down mean? What the fuck do you mean by that?
Yeah. Me and Rocky, we were watching that movie Mandy last night, and we observed that's just an average weekend for Christopher Cantwell.
Oh, shit. Christopher Cantwell asked the Negro to name fellow students. The plaintiffs objected, approached the bench, and got overruled. The Negro is now naming his accomplices.
That's pretty good. That's pretty way to go, Chris.
Good job. But here's what I want them to answer. This is the question I want to answer. If someone's engaging in hate speech, what does Antifa advocate doing? Or whatever group you're part of, what do you tell people to do? What is your group say should be done if somebody is engaging in hate speech? What you call hate speech.
Oh, my God. This bitch is such this Molly Conger.
Well, she's just a fucking stupid. Don't get mad at her. Cantwell, listen to this.
Like,
she's wrong about everything. I know. So she's gloating. That's good.
Yeah, but Cantwell's trying to get him to name people that are in the car with him. He doesn't know the names of two of them. He asked him what their race and gender were. Devin says he thinks they were white. Remember, Cantwell sued the two people who brought the charges against him for pepper spraying them that night. He made their lives hell. He harassed them for years and repeatedly threatened their lives. He's trying to get the names of other people who were out there. You are so full of shit.
So what? Okay, wait.
He ruined their lives.
He harassed them by suing
them? They made false
unfairly.
Statements.
Wait. He unfairly is trying to get people's names?
Yes.
He's trying to uncover people so he can harass them? People, is that what you're complaining about,
People who
Molly?
Swore false statements to get him arrested for something he didn't do.
Christopher Goad and Emily Gorzenski are two of the people.
Oh, Iron Dome Eddie?
Yeah, that's who Campbell said.
We forgot to mention, the reason he's so good at building those missiles is he's an Asian male.
Yes,
they're good
yes.
at shit like that.
That's right. That's actually, here's the thing. Iron Dome Eddie, no matter what you pretend to be, you can put on women's clothing, you can cut your dick off, whatever you want to do. The reason you're good at math is because you're an Asian male. I'm sorry, it's true. Like, you don't see black trans people building missiles. Nobody would let them near anything. But as an Asian male, even though you dress up like a girl... United States is like, all right, well, you know, sure, we can let this guy work on missiles.
What was unusual about the protest, Devin?
The torches.
Yeah, those were a pretty nice touch.
That's good. No, this is great. This is actually something I think that Kaplan might have miscalculated of actually getting. She probably didn't expect.
Cantwell is racking up more objections than Spencer. He's a bull in a china shop.
No, but that... But a bull in a china shop means funny. You're like destroying things on like mistakenly. Like he's doing it on purpose. Is he getting overruled? Are they? Sustained?
Oh, I don't know. This is just what the live. Do you know anybody's been fired for being anti-racist? It sounds to me like you're not protesting something that's unusual. Cantwell asks. Is that the question? Devin asked. Devin says the events of the night were unusual, particularly the torches. Yeah, the torches were a nice. Oh, so that's Molly's version of it. Yeah, the torches were a nice touch. The replies in the thread, I'm so goddamn mad right now. Same. Gross. Cantwell going to the maximum allowable penalty, it seems.
Look, you sued these people. Look, don't fucking... No, fuck you.
Molly Conger, I'm getting mad again.
You're fucking mad? You're mad because you sued your fucking avatar of this fat Jew, Roberta Kaplan, sued these people. And yes, that gives them the right to ask these fucking people questions. So get fucking mad. And stay fucking mad. Because they have the right to do it. And... That's by your choice. You don't want Cantwell asking this nigga questions? Don't fucking sue him!
Right?
That's it. That's a very easy way out of this. Yeah.
White lives matter or white power? Do you think there's a distinction between those phrases?
Suing people and then bitching about how they defend themselves.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Don't get so mad. You told me not to get mad.
No, I'm mad at Molly Conklin.
I know. I was mad too, and you told me not to.
I was saying that she shouldn't get mad.
Oh, they're telling me I should.
Because she has no right to be mad.
Cantwell asked why that's... Cantwell asked if that's why he's changing his testimony. Plaintiffs object. The judge agrees that's an argumentative question. Do you know a lot of people who got fired for being anti-racist in 2017? See, my Cantwell turns into Family Guy. That's what happens.
Sweet! Cantmeyer?
Cantmeyer. No, just like Peter Cantwell Griffin. Cantwell. Devin says no. Anybody who got their marriage ruined because they oppose racism? Plaintiffs object. Judge sustains. Argumentative. Devin testified earlier that the white people at the statue helped him and helped him and Natalie flee the torch march. It was very brave, he says again when asked about it. Cantwell forces him to name the people who risked their lives for him. This is truly disgusting. I know he did not want to give those names to this Nazi.
Well, no one, give his names
to the court.
Hold on. Nobody risked their lives.
No, no one risked any lives. There was nothing brave.
Nobody risked their lives because nobody was going to kill you.
Right. Oh, no, they were going to burn everybody to death with the tiki torches, which ironically were chosen out of a concern for safety, from what I understand.
They were chosen. They're
literally
a thing, a
torch you can burn without getting anything else on fire.
Right.
Oh, a tiki torch.
They're relatively safe as a torch. And also the sustained flame that's not really that dangerous. I mean, they can be dangerous, don't get me wrong, but they're not like that dangerous.
One of the plaintiffs objected to one of Cantwell's hypotheticals, saying, "Your Honor, we understand Mr. Cantwell is pro se, but this is a podcast. But this isn't a podcast." Oh, shit. I don't know. That's basically all I have.
Did anybody get an answer to a question of if I like this, I think, is the most brilliant thing of leading to the point where you say, when somebody is engaging in hate speech, what do you do? What is it that your group says should be done about it? I think that's a killer question because they and what you should then have now, what you'd have to then have is like evidence that they're lying. Like, so if they say that, well, we're supposed to intervene. How? What do you mean by intervene? When you say shut it down, what do you mean? Do you mean violently? So if they say like, no, I don't mean, okay. So no matter what, you would say that if someone is engaging in hate speech, people should not do violence toward them. Is that what you're saying? Is that what your group says? Do not do violence towards people that are saying hate speech. Is that what your group says? And just hammer them on that again and again. And everybody will know they're fucking lying too, because everyone knows it's bullshit.
I've got an image here that can illustrate why Antifa was just so mad.
And the other thing is, for Antifa, to get an Antifa up on the stand and get them to, they're actually stupid enough that they would get mad. When you get somebody mad, they make errors. So they would make the mistake of blowing their lid and possibly confessing that their objective is violence towards people that do speech that they don't approve of. So what do you got there? So he's just looking.
Nothing. Alex
sent something in the screen.
This is why they were so mad. You guys remember this classic?
Well, this was not Charlottesville.
Yeah, no, that
it
was
Charlottesville.
This
but
is what I don't know anything about this. I don't know the identities of any of these people.
This is like they've started violence, and I mean,
that's,
when you start
that's
violence,
defensive that's, violence. That's defensive violence. Reminder that girl was throwing bottles at people. She was throwing glass bottles at people.
Yep.
And that was an attempt to make that stop.
That was one of the most effective pieces of propaganda to ever organically happen. You've got this moldy little mutant getting, looks like she's receiving some self-defense action from this gentleman over here who is well-dressed, clean-cut.
Yep.
I mean, just look, it looks like a fucking cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Still no, as far as I know, that person, who I have no idea who it is, has not received charges yet.
Well, the photo's really blurry. I don't think anyone can see who this is.
No one can really know what's going on. No one can really know what's going on there. But we do know that the Antifa girl there was throwing bottles at people. We have multiple eyewitness accounts of that. many, many people would testify to that. So,
that sets the stage for what unfolded at Charlottesville.
Right.
They felt that they had been completely humiliated at Berkeley.
Yeah. They were literally saying.
This is, okay, I just got to hand it to Amnet shit.
Oh, God.
They're just so butthurt. I mean, they're cheering for the outcome of this trial, but they pause for a moment to note that you got let out of the trial. Who's
that?
Fed. Z-Man. Z-Man, you nothing. Oh, God.
Pausing for a moment to...
Well, he writes a little analysis. Like he didn't pay attention to the trial. He didn't pay attention to the proceedings until it started. But he knows nothing about. But he goes on to pontificate that. What up, boy? What happened to Mike Enoch? He organized. He did it all.
Want to know, go listen to Striking Mike from last week. I talked about it for an hour. What
not
I did.
Listen to that communist wheelchair bound Muslim.
You forgot Chinese.
I thought it was Borzoi.
No, he's pro Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, pro Chinese.
Yes, he's not Chinese. Pro Chinese.
He's a Uyghur.
Pro Chinese.
He's a Uyghur.
He's the only pro China Uyghur.
He's a wheelchair Uyghur.
He's actually just a pro China Uyghur.
Yeah, just gotta love that.
The
only reason he's posting that is because he's got his ass handed to him.
First of all, I've explained
because he was with us, and then during the complete and total breakdown of the Trump administration, he decided to join Team Cope, and he started kissing Nick Fuentes' ass instead of ours, and then that whole thing fucking fell apart.
I mean,
and
he's Z-Man.
Lucky, and Z-Man's lucky he's not in fucking jail, because he's probably cheering for January 6th.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Easy.
That's what, I mean, the bad optics are January 6th. The bad optics are supporting Trump. You get more trouble
but they
supporting
didn't deserve
Trump.
It either, though.
I know they didn't deserve it, but, like, Z-Man does.
Z-Man doesn't deserve anything. Z-Man deserves nothing but, like,
Z-Man deserves what he has.
Made fun of
sour
for, like, saying stupid things.
Sad little man.
Z-Man.
You had friends over here. You don't.
Why are you insinuating things about me? Like, why are you doing
Because
that?
We're not friends anymore. Because it's more important
so
to
what?
Fight with us than the Jews.
I don't insinuate things about him.
It doesn't matter. You're just supposed to take it. And when he comes around and apologizes, you're supposed to graciously accept and,
like,
be friends again.
Whatever. All I'm saying is, if you're genuinely curious, let's pretend.
He's,
like,
not genuinely curious.
I know. But remember. See, here's the difference. I'd like to be the high road guy, because I know he's already decided he's going to be down
the low.
Here's my thing. When someone decides that they're going to take the low road, I don't steal that from them.
Oh,
when they want to occupy
on
the
low road, I want to kick them.
Well, see, when they
they're like,
when,
you're down there, and I can kick you.
When someone takes the low ground, you want to run down there and
I want to kick
them there.
No, I'm still standing. I'm still better than you. I'm just kicking you while you're on the low ground.
My thing is,
point of being the high ground is you can fucking hit everything down below. Like,
I
want to
just gaze in
and
contempt.
And his pathetic simping for that faggot movement that you know is totally dishonest and based in being paid by Robert Stone. Who's Robert Stone?
Robert Stone, yes.
Robert
the
Stone.
Famous Robert Stone.
And Carlsbad Luca Bridge. I'm just trying to mispronounce things now.
Okay, well, look, here's the thing.
Got on my high horse with you on the low ground, and I'm kicking you. Repeatedly, Zio Man.
This
How are
is
your
something...
friends in the Mossad and the CIA doing, by the way? All right,
guys.
How
stop,
are
stop.
They?
Shut up. Just be quiet.
Are they happy with your content output?
He doesn't
Z-Man?
Have any friends there. Listen.
Oh, you
think
he was pretending to do that for, like, clout? Like,
oh, he was saying that?
Yes.
Oh.
Apparently, he filled in for Ethnarch or something. No, he filled in for Jazz and did an episode of FTN with Ethnarch where he talked about his, like, it was either FBI or CIA. I can't remember which kind of fag. And, like, Mossad pal. And everybody was like, and then it's like,
he probably got
this is
fierce,
the end.
He probably got fierce. Attack.
My
I
only
did not, I
friend.
I did not know that.
The
anyway,
end.
My point is this. This is something I've seen going around a little bit. Okay, accusations against my person because of the fact that I'm not in this trial anymore. Well,
it's because you didn't hire a lawyer that wanted to, like, sandbag the whole
listeners.
For
that,
you.
Listen, well, it's not even just that. It's a lot of things.
Yes,
but those people who are longtime listeners to the show know the story because we talked about it a lot over the years. Additionally, Stryker and I did, if you want to know, Stryker and I did like an hour on this in the last week's episode.
It's going to cost you $10.
So you can
Z-Man.
Go listen to that.
$10,
and
Z-Man.
And you can hear what my strategy was.
Does anyone pay you, Z-Man?
I was no. All right, dude, stop. Like,
where's
Z-Man
my money,
is,
Z-Man?
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with what you guys are doing. Like, Z-Man is, like, so unimportant to me. Like, that doesn't even make me mad. Like, I just don't care. I feel like it's a waste of my... Well, I feel like it's a waste of precious oxygen to even discuss it. Like,
he used to be a pal. Yeah. He betrayed us. Fuck him.
I understand that, but my thing is, like, the best...
It's so much easier to just be pals.
It's so much easier to be pals.
I'm expected to be everyone's pal, but everybody likes to not be pals. Everyone wants to make everything ugly.
But the other thing is this, though. The other thing is this. That the best punishment is just never talking about them.
I disagree.
I agree. That's always been my
philosophy. We have to make fun content. People like it when we dunk on our stupid enemies.
I don't like doing I don't like doing it because I would rather fight people that matter, and frankly, this dude just doesn't. And so
that's true.
It.
He doesn't matter.
Like I want to talk about stuff that matters, and like what this stupid blogger is saying doesn't matter. Like, so people fucking make shit up about me all the time.
Yeah. Does anybody even make anything up about Z-Man?
There's nothing to make up.
Well, I mean, he's not important enough.
That's so. Why are we need to stop
rather
right
than
now.
Address their specific arguments? You just look at the individuals. These like ambiguously gay, snapping little fucking yard dogs. These little rodents.
Hmm.
Look at them. Just look at their character.
But see, I don't know anything about these people because I just don't care. Like, my mind is on bigger things. Like, this is not something I give.
Is there?
I'm not even. That doesn't even really make me mad.
You loving homosexual.
It just makes me just be like, what a loser. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not something that. I'm not. But I do want people.
The point was.
But additionally,
the point was, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Amnat faggot. Who stops ignoring the Charlottesville trial just to throw you under the bus?
Well, here's my question.
It's the only reason to do it. And that makes so much sense. It's so predictable.
Why is he not rooting for the defendants to lose if he's an Amnat?
Well, he didn't really. He's kind of agnostic on it.
Oh, okay.
That would be
saying that the real bad guy got let out of the case. It's unfortunate that these guys were all bit players who were working for you.
What?
Who do you say?
This guy seems to be butthurt about something.
In the same paragraph, he says he hasn't paid attention, doesn't know anything about it. So.
You'd have to not know anything about it to say something that fucking stupid.
Well, no, you have to be maliciously.
You have to be also. It's like a combination of malice and not knowing anything.
You have to be just butthurt, and you have to have a knowledge of the kind of narratives you can say. That
why
will
did
set
you come
off.
On my fucking show after I was let out of the case?
Because you were a thing that would be good for him. Everybody, that's the thing. Everybody that turns their back at it, like at one point, oh man, this is a great thing to go be a part of. I want help. I want clout from them. I want them to help me promote my book.
Jason Cohen.
I'll
push this around my face.
Everybody, you know.
Look, I don't want to talk anymore about people.
But then things
like,
get a little bit hot.
And
it's
care.
Time to jump ship. Okay, yep. I get it.
Yeah, oh no. God! Let me throw them a brick while I jump off their boat.
I get it, but it's like, look, my thing is that like. Right? My thing is, this is such a fucking waste of time. Like, let's.
I'm drowning. I'm going to shoot holes in the side of their boat. See if I can bring them down with me. I'm an Amnat, former friend of TRS.
My thing is, like, the Amnats generally, ones that actually do somewhat matter more so than this guy, why aren't they just rooting for the plaintiffs?
Well, they're just ignoring it.
Right.
You see,
that's their main thing. They don't
if you did cover if you did coverage of this and you reached the audience that they sort of bamboozle every day, they would be outraged by.
They would want to root
they would
for
want
the
to root for the
right.
for
yes,
the defendant. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So it's just radio silence. That way there's just the managed like left-wing media, Jewish media spin on it, whereas everything is going terribly for the defendants and oh my God, this is just going to be.
But there's not even that though.
There is a little bit of that. It's not much.
There's a little bit.
There.
It's not penetrating into the main news cycle. Like,
no,
you're not gonna see
the main news cycle is
there was
Poopy
like
Pants
one thing,
Biden and Let's Go Brandon
and Kyle Rittenhouse too. There was one thing the day it started that was on like CNN and the networks and stuff. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah.
They don't care. There are still articles you can find, but it's not like the front page of anything. Nobody cares. It's not in any main news feed. It's not getting promoted. It's just there for like the few people following it. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is going to be followed by the mainstream media, and they're kind of mad about that one.
Yeah, that judge is particularly.
I also, you know what I didn't know? Did you know that they're fucking charging him? You remember how.
Aren't they charging him with first degree murder?
There's a number of things they're charging him, but this I didn't know. This is interesting. Do you know how there was like a Daily Caller reporter, like on scene, that was giving.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. He is being charged with endangering that guy's life.
Huh.
What? By the prosecution.
What the
So they're clearly
fuck?
Just like stacking charges, yeah.
I thought that he was like rendering first aid.
That guy rendered first aid, of course, because he's a conservative. He rendered first aid to like Joseph Rosenbaum because he wanted to prove what a great guy he was. And he didn't get any help. Well, okay, that guy's not getting charged. Rittenhouse is being charged with endangering the reporter's life. I don't actually blame the reporter
looks like,
for that.
Looks like Rittenhouse's aim was too good to be endangering.
Well, that's my thing. It's like he actually knew what he was shooting at. Yeah, crack like, shot. He really there. Didn't. But they're charging him with that. They're charging him with that. And the reporter doesn't have a say in that. If he doesn't want that to happen, the prosecutor can be like, I can charge him with that. I don't care. Like, it's not up to you, right? So, so that's not like he's doing it, but no. No, they're not charging the reporter with anything. They're charging it's sort of like a fuck you. Like there was this conservative reporter on scene who was actually providing a lot of coverage, very favorable to Rittenhouse, right? And so they're like actually now it's kind of like a funny little fuck you. They're like charging Rittenhouse with endangering that guy's life, which is kind of funny. I didn't know that until I read about it today. But yeah. So I was just looking at this I got from this USA Today article from today, which is just like, what to know about the case? So apparently you can watch this trial. This trial will stream live on Court TV. In a way, that's another way that you kind of know. So Rittenhouse charged multiple counts, including homicide. Rittenhouse faces five felonies, misdemeanor, and a curfew ticket from the events of August 25th, 2020.
Curfew ticket?
Yes. So I
hope his defense is like selective enforcement on that. I mean,
my name is, I did break the curfew.
Well, fair. Selective enforcement, like,
yeah.
So, I mean, there were hundreds of thousands
of
people.
Yeah, that would be well. That
hundreds
would be
and
funny.
That, not like, hundreds of thousands, give, hundreds and thousands.
You should also give all these
the selective enforcement. So, like, that's just out the window.
Yeah, that one. I think they can withstand that one getting thrown out. The most serious charge was first degree. Now, get this. Listen to this. This is fun. The most serious charge is first degree intentional homicide for the fatal shooting of Anthony Huber, the second victim, who prosecutors say was shot in the chest while trying to pull Rittenhouse's gun from him. Now,
so the guy,
you don't get to take someone's gun.
The guy grabbed the guy's gun.
First of all, he actually didn't. He assaulted him with a skateboard.
Yeah, but like even
but they're trying to construe that into trying to get his gun. But getting his gun, because if you that's grab also my, a deadly threat.
Like if you grab my gun,
then
like,
you can shoot me.
You can shoot me with it.
If someone tries to grab your gun, you can shoot them.
No, somebody has a gun, you're supposed to shoot it out of their hands with your gun, remember?
People should only ever shoot at other people's guns.
Yeah, you shoot the gun.
That's actually how wars are fought. People just shoot at each other's guns in hopes that they can all get them.
And the guy
everybody drops the gun.
The side with one gun left, they win because they could shoot a person.
No, they're never supposed to do that. That's how you lose.
Oh, if you have one gun left, you lose. All right.
Well, if you shoot a person, you lose. You have to shoot only guns.
Well, no, I mean, if you've got the last gun left on the battlefield because everybody else dropped theirs.
Well, you shoot the ones
you
on the ground.
You have the potential. Oh, you shoot the guns.
You just keep shooting really guns. Confused. You can only shoot at guns.
You told me not to take the low ground like that.
I'm sorry. they're saying that. So basically, the question is then, serious question. Now, I don't know how they apply the law in Wisconsin, but there might be some weird thing. But my thing is like, okay, so are people allowed? So a resident legally carrying a gun, can someone just come up and grab it from them? I was trying to take his gun.
We've got like there's like two court proceedings working on that. Like one is Ahmaud Arbery.
Right.
That's what they're trying to say with the armor.
They might be trying to get that in there somehow.
Arbery did. He grabbed the guy's gun and got shot.
The guy's gun. I mean, you don't get to do that. He also attacked him.
Yeah, it's like you could have like Ahmaud Arbery would still be alive if he had just stopped running.
You gotta remember, he
just responded like, oh shit, and went like that.
He would have been alive. But also remember,
he'd be alive and possibly, like, who knows what would have happened to the McMichaels then?
They might have still gotten in some kind of shit.
They probably would have been like, what are you doing out here, like, doing citizens' arrest stuff? This is 2020. Right. You're not out there anymore.
Right.
Like, we handle all this shit.
Yeah. We actually handle it by not handling. But the other thing is there, he also attacked the guy. It wasn't just that he grabbed the gun. He attacked him. So the point is, like, okay, so you are grabbing my gun, but you're also being violent towards me. Now, in the situation that Rittenhouse was in, he was being chased by a crowd of people. He was tackled. No, he actually fell himself. He himself tripped and fell. He was being chased by a crowd of people. He fell down. This crowd of people was closing in on him. They had violent intent. They were yelling, get him, like, get him, all that shit. And then some guy tries, let's assume it's true. What really happened was Anthony Huber held the skateboard up and tried to bash him. And that's what really happened. Okay, and the video shows that. I remember this very clearly. And he shot him in the chest. And killed him. And justly so. Rightly so.
Mm.
And so, you know, but now trying to say that, now they could argue, like, oh, he's trying to, like, you know what it was? He was trying to hit the gun with the skateboard. He was adhering to liberal rules.
Again, like, if you just, like, if you stood down,
with the skateboard.
What about, like, getting on the skateboard and skating away?
What about just, yeah, what about just going?
What about just not doing anything you were doing that night?
If I'm a, if, like.
What about, like, Donald Trump actually stopping all this nonsense because he was the president? Yeah. What about, like, literally anything being done by the regime? They're supposed to be pro-white. They're supposed to be out there taking care of us. What, was it too busy, like, securing the Golan Heights that night? Or, I mean, Kenosha, Wisconsin?
He was too busy lamenting why American Jews don't vote for him.
If, you know what? If Kenosha was an illegal Israeli settlement, we would have been all over there. We would have been securing the area. We can't have these protesters running around burning things to the ground. Yeah. But unfortunately, Kenosha is part of the United States of America.
Well, the protesters there would just be Jews, too. Just they'd be the same. Like, the fucking people protesting at the Temple Mount were just like Antifa. And I'm talking about the Jews, not the Palestinians.
You know, somehow when, like, we need something over there, you can muster up the political will and, like, the
money.
The money and the power to get something done. Not here. Not at home in America.
You're more interested
not
about
the president.
He's literally more interested about patrolling the Temple Mount for safety, so-called safety, Jew safety, than the streets of America, white people safety.
So if the system decides it's not going to do its job and protect citizens in the streets, and then you take it upon yourself to do that, suddenly they will find the power to come down on you.
Hmm. Right. Because they made the decision this isn't going to happen.
Vote, like, Trump 2024.
Because you're defying
just,
what they want.
You've just fucking laid out the entire platform of Trumpism.
Why didn't Trump pardon Kyle Rittenhouse?
I'm sorry. Was he a Jewish drug dealer or not? No?
No.
Was
he shot one, though.
Oh.
So he's a violent offender. Sorry. Only blacks get to get out as violent offenders. Yeah. Why didn't Trump pardon literally anybody?
Why didn't he pardon everyone?
Why didn't he pardon anybody that he fucking incited into a riot?
To pardon everybody.
You incited a riot.
Pardon everybody.
Pardon nobody.
I didn't pardon nobody. Then they would probably try and, like, work. They probably try and have, like, Biden, like, do. They probably try and
do
something.
Oh, so they'll do it.
Precedent.
So don't bother then, right?
The judge would have just stopped him. I would think it would be highly amusing to watch them try and undo those things.
If he pardoned the general, CNN would have said bad things about him.
Yeah, what would have happened if he could have.
Oh, no.
What if he pardoned the January 6th protesters? What bad would have happened there?
They would have said bad things about him.
Well, that's how you know he's not just being
tricked. They would have impeached him another time. Wait, they impeached him anyway. He got impeached the second time.
Wait, didn't he get impeached, like, after he was president?
No, he got impeached, like, during the last week of
fucking... Yeah. Well, they were arguing that you can still be impeached even when you're not president.
Yeah, but then they got it done, like, in time, so it became a mutt.
My thing is, like...
It's all very important.
Yeah,
things.
But it is, like, seriously,
like, the clown show went down exactly as it should have.
The fact that he didn't pardon these people, like, because it just shows you, like, yeah, no, he's not being fooled. He's not being subverted. He's just doing
Shouldn't he be being prosecuted by the Southern District of New York right now? What happened to all that?
There's, like, all kinds
Shouldn't he, like, be in jail? Shouldn't he be on trial for something? Weren't there all these, like, high crimes?
Like, there's legal proceedings going on, but they're not going to resolve
anything.
It doesn't
seem like they're going on. It seems like all that just kind of disappeared into the background.
It disappeared from the news. It's still going on, but nothing. He's never going to see jail time for it. That's for sure. It's just Jewish lawyers are just collecting fees.
Oh.
Like, yeah. They're, like, writing papers at each other.
No, I thought we had, like, a Patriot Pajit in Southern District of New York that was going after him. There's some kind of Pajit in New York.
But that doesn't mean Jewish lawyers aren't collecting fees.
Yeah, but, like, I thought he was serious. Like, this guy was serious about
Oh, is that
Trump.
The fucking...
The Pajit...
is that the guy that...
Pajit Patriot. Patel. Patriot Patel.
Patriot.
I don't remember Patriot. I don't remember what that prosecutor's name is. Their DA or whatever the fuck.
I know what you're talking about.
You know who I mean, right?
Yeah.
He's going to take down Trump.
People
are
liking
him
because he put a couple of Jews in jail at one point.
Yeah, can you put Trump in jail? Put Trump in jail. Put his sons in jail.
I would actually not be entirely against it.
I wouldn't be against that at all. Fuck these
charlatans. It would be depending on what it was for, but yeah.
Put them in jail for existing. Put them in jail for making me mad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the power I want. I'm mad, you go to jail.
See, that's what everyone's afraid of.
What?
that I would rule justly, and I'm hard but fair.
Just
right now, all I can do
I don't
is,
know if I'd want.
All I can do is block or ban. I can't put anyone in jail right now, but hopefully that will change.
Yeah,
no one gets pardons when I'm president.
I worry that you put me in jail though.
No, I like you. Okay. I need you to think for me because I'm dumb.
Okay, thank God. Thank
God. Well, I'll just when you say something that I like, if a reply, I get boom into horny jail.
It's not horny jail. Like,
I just like saying horny jail because it's funny. That's what the virgins on the
it's
internet
like a
say.
Nine gag meme, right?
How fucking bad. Look at it. Well, yeah, who is this shirt built for?
Look at this one.
I just wanted the sleeves to be long enough, and instead, it's like I'm wearing a flag. I know. It's ridiculous.
It's fit me like.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
I think the show's over.
Yeah. I think we did enough anger.
Eat a million dicks, Z-Man.
6 million.
Oh, yeah, I guess 6 million.
Eat the ashes of 6 million dicks. Oh, it's, no one can find literally, that's actually just the same as not eating anything.
Yeah. I guess that's it. I feel like there was something I forgot. Ah, it's Monday. I forgot something. We can do it on Wednesday. So I can like tomorrow.
And don't come what? Telling us to be nice. The nice guys when people say shit like
no.
that. He had the option to be
go
nice.
Go tell the other people to be nice.
He had the option to be nice.
Everyone had the option to be nice. They always choose the opposite.
I'm really nice. I'm even trying to be
it's
nice.
Retarded.
Nicer than I should be.
Yeah, I might throw you in jail if you're too nice to somebody. That's your problem.
Yeah, because it's not...
You're not vengeful and petty. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
it's politics.
I look at things and my only thing is like, does this matter politically? And no, that doesn't. So I don't care.
I look at things like, will this make me feel better in the next 5 minutes? Yes. Okay.
But then you think about how it makes me feel the next day.
You eventually remind me of that, yeah. I actually never think of that.
Actually, this I don't care too much about. But
All right. Hopefully we'll never see Alex's face like this ever again.
No, we will next year.
Well, at least not for you. Well, his Next face week. Was different last time.
What are you saying? This is just a regular American.
Yeah, I actually like the devil. Just the devil.
I like that he's reusing the devil horns and like he didn't bother to color match them to the rest of his ensemble.
It took me about 2 hours to do this makeup.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, I had to save time somewhere.
We're not paying
did
him.
You,
we're
have
not,
you just like not taken it off since last night?
We're not paying him any overtime for that, right?
Yeah, it was a long night last night.
Okay.
So you just still have it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have it on God. The rest of the year. Slept every day.
Rest of the year.
I don't think he slept. I don't think he slept.
Yeah, he's still up.
Meraki's still there?
Morikawa.
Nah. Morikawa finally left.
He's got to run home and do this bit.
Man, I wish he would. That would have been great if he was.
There. Imagine
Trigger had to go home and make content.
Yeah,
we can make it from your basement. That's we don't. True. I don't want to set that precedent. Because he'll never leave.
All right. It's 3 p.m. Goodbye. I'm ready.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.